Wayne Chadwick. He's managing director of the York Roast Company. They've got six stores around the country selling those hot roast sandwiches with Yorkshire pudding. Oh, is anyone else hungry by any chance? Thank you very much indeed to Wayne Chadwick for that. Oh, I don't know about you. I'm absolutely desperate for a hot roast sandwich and a Yorkshire pudding now. But Yorkshire puds voted in a poll the top regional dish of the UK. I'm joined now by one.
You're actually dribbling.
Genuinely, I am now just so desperate.
I've got to sit on that chair.
Gross. I'm now joined, as you've probably gathered, by Mr. John Holmes. Have you ever been voted a top regional dish, John?
Always. Whatever region I frequent, I go around the regions and get voted top dish at every single one of them. As well, you can imagine.
No, sound good. Now, what in terms of those regional dishes, Yorkshire pud, Bakewell tart, cheddar cheese, Cornish pasties, what would you have gone with? Devonshire clotted cream, what would you have gone for?
Well, the Yorkshire pudding thing, you know when they did, as I think Wayne was saying there, when whoever it was had the foresight to invent a Yorkshire pudding big enough to use as a bowl and then just fill it with stuff is a work of genius.
I mean, forget Einstein, frankly.
Oh, yeah.
He was a part-time.
No one wants that nonsense when someone's invented that pudding.
What
forget your dark matter.
What the
dark
scientists?
Batter. That's what I want.
What have the scientists ever done for us? wonderful stuff. What's coming up on your show?
Oh, well, today we help another Kickstarter. You know Kickstarters. We've mentioned this before, of course. People with their stupid mental ideas that were destined to work.
Someone came up with this idea for talk radio.
I know. Never work.
It'll never happen.
As they grasp for coin. So we help another failing Kickstarter today. We'll be doing that. What else are we doing? Work experience, punditry, today TV.
What are you going to be reviewing?
I don't know, because I'm not the pundit.
They get to choose.
They can just come in and bring what they like, yeah.
But what if they're watching Babe Station? You can't do that in the mid-afternoon. You
absolutely can, yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's all the screens in here. It's absolutely fine. We invite John Whittingdale in to join us. He loves it. We got that.
I'm thinking, should I say allegedly? I'm thinking, no.
No, it's pretty much...
I really don't know.
Pretty much fine. We've got, I don't know, stuff.
You've got stuff.
I don't know.
Are you going to be getting someone to bring in some Yorkshire puddings? Because I really feel we missed a trick on that.
No, we're not. And that would go away with the meat that we...
Well, to be fair, next time you give away meat, do you not think you should give away meat in a Yorkshire pudding?
Well, if you've got a Yorkshire pudding supplier...
Right, we're going to get Wayne back on the line.
That's fine. Get that sorted.
Well, look, I'm done for another day here at Talk Radio. I'm Julia Hartley-Brewer. I'm going to be back tomorrow from 10 o'clock. I will leave you, though, I'd like to say safe hands of John Holmes, but
Very safe.
They are very, very, very safe. How is that shared anyway? The time is just coming up to 12:58. I'll be back with you tomorrow. John Holmes coming up in just a moment.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
5 minutes. The time it takes to fill a crack in the wall. The time it takes to change the washer on a tap. The time it takes to make a cuppa. And the time it takes to use Screwfix's speedy 5-minute click and collect service. Order online and just 5 minutes later it's ready to collect from your chosen store. We have over 460 nationwide, so there's bound to be one nearby. Click and collect in 5 minutes. One more reason why those in the know Screwfix.
Rivalries, rebellions and battles. War has been waged for the Iron Throne. Which you can get with the new season of Game of Thrones from just £20 a month when you join Sky TV with the original bundle. And get a free 32-inch LG TV so you can see every battle and every betrayal. Seize your chance by April 21st. Search Sky Bundles. Sky. Believe in better.
Direct debit subject to status. Upfront £10 standard setup. Minimum contract and further terms apply.
The nation decides! Is it red sauce or brown sauce? Burton's Fish and Chips have created two tantalisingly tasty great new British flavours, but only one must prevail. Try our red sauce and brown sauce snacks today and vote for your favourite flavour, bagging the chance to pack it a whopping £10,000. The Great British Battle of the Sauces, red versus brown. Brought to you by Burton's Fish and Chips. Find us on Facebook and vote now.
Landlords, you can get landlord insurance with Direct Line from just £120. Can your insurance do that? 10% of customers pay this or less June to December 2015. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
Yes, good afternoon then. It is 1 o'clock. It's Monday afternoon. I'm John Holmes. Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, judges lift a celebrity injunction. Hundreds died trying to reach Europe. And Ronnie Corbett's laid to rest.
Talk Radio.
Judges have lifted an injunction from barring a celebrity accused of having an affair from being identified in the media in England and Wales. Talk Radio's Alex Dibble has more from the Court of Appeal.
Thanks, Victoria. The injunction has been lifted here, and the reasons for that is that information on websites and newspapers in Scotland and in other countries is so easily available, the injunction in England and Wales should no longer apply. But the judges say that substantially affects Article 8 of the Human Rights Act, which protects people's privacy. However, they said it was so likely that the celebrity involved in this case, who we know as PJS, named in court documents, is so likely that they will appeal, they have still barred media in England and Wales from reporting his identity until the Supreme Court gets involved in the case. Back to you.
Thanks, Alex. The Italian president says there's been a new migrant tragedy where it's thought hundreds of people have died in the Mediterranean Sea. A group understood to be mainly from Somalia were reportedly travelling in four boats from Egypt trying to reach Italy. The Chancellor insists the UK would be permanently poorer if it leaves the European Union. George Osborne has been explaining the economic case for staying in and says under any alternative, the country would trade less, do less business and receive less investment. And he says campaigners who want the UK to leave are not being honest.
Don't pretend to the British people that leaving the EU comes at no economic cost. There is a price to be paid if we leave, a £4,300 price that families will pay year after year.
Leave campaigners are dismissing the figures as unreliable estimates and claim it's just a scare tactic. A jealous husband has been jailed for life for beheading his wife. 69-year-old Dempsey Nibb's lawyer says he's likely to die behind bars because of his ill health. He's been ordered to serve at least 21 years in prison for murdering Judith Nibbs at their flat in East London 2 years ago. Two 14-year-olds have appeared in court, charged with the murder of a woman and her daughter in Lincolnshire. 49-year-old Elizabeth Edwards and her 13-year-old daughter Katie were found dead at a house in Spalding on Friday afternoon. A boy and girl will now appear before Lincoln Crown Court later. A 3-day working week is apparently the best way to keep workers' brains sharp once they reach 40. Japanese researchers think a part-time job is the best balance between stimulating the brain and giving it stress. And friends and family of Ronnie Corbett are gathering to remember the comedian who died last month. The entertainer, best known for the sketch show The Two Ronnies, has been laid to rest during a private service near his home in South London. Stars including Sir Michael Parkinson, Jimmy Tarbuck, Rob Brydon and David Walliams are all there.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Largely cloudy for England, Northern Ireland and Wales. Many places will be dry but also with some light outbreaks of rain. Meanwhile, Scotland will see some sunny spells and scattered showers, highs of 12 degrees.
Thanks, Victoria. Thanks very much. That's lovely. Absolutely lovely. It's 3 minutes past 1 o'clock. The sport now.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
Jamie Vardy faces an anxious wait to find out if he'll have an extended Barclays Premier League ban after his angry reaction to being sent off against West Ham yesterday. The second yellow card he received in the game was for diving. Vardy angrily confronted ref John Moss over the decision, which could lead to an extra punishment beyond the automatic one-match suspension for the red card. Former referees chief Keith Hackett says Moss's performance left much to be desired.
He started off his performance by cautioning Vardy. It wasn't a caution. In fact, one could argue it was hardly a careless foul for which a free kick was awarded. Yeah. But to hunt for yellow, it then set the trail going for what was a disastrous afternoon.
Liverpool's on-loan striker Mario Balotelli says he doesn't want to return to Anfield. He spent the season at AC Milan in Italy and the Italian insists, "I want to stay at Milan. I was never happy at Liverpool." Yeah. And British women's number one Johanna Konta begins her campaign at the Stuttgart Open tennis this afternoon against Germany's Anna-Lena Friis.
Come on, Toby.
That's your latest sports news powered by Talk Sports.
Thanks very much. It is Talk Radio then on a Monday afternoon.
Talk Radio.
If you're a normal person with a busy life, then the idea of making a PPI claim might be low on your list of priorities. But there are still lots of people out there who haven't reclaimed missold PPI. We're the Money Hotline, and we'll handle your claim for you. We'll find out if you have a claim, and if you do, we'll get back what's rightfully yours, possibly thousands of pounds. Call us free from your mobile on 87878 or visit moneyhotline.com.
Previously
on the John Holmes Show.
It's Talk Radio. I am John Holmes.
Hiya, how you guys doing?
I love it. Inky the Octopus has an opinion.
Into the mouth of a dead pig.
If that is you, then...
Fabulous.
We're all about it.
Okay, who have you got?
Listen to this breaking big news. Ladders or clowns? MP for Whitney.
Is it a whale?
Down a 50-metre drainpipe.
Ellie, what have you got?
A rhino's horn is made of. Then simply post the sentence, we're all about it. Why can't people from the actual countries play the game? Today we went out there and asked them, you're very against water that's grown over his face.
Yeah.
Speaking of balance...
You can react.
Ew! No!
Let's go to the opinions of drunk people.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am out to get on a journey,
so hello then and good afternoon to you as once more we find ourselves in the vicinity of an afternoon of wireless, much like a drone finds itself in the vicinity of a Heathrow plane. But where the drone apparently bumped into the plane's face, causing literally nothing to happen, we now buzz around your Monday, interfering with it in what is, let's be honest, quite a dangerous and annoying fashion. I am John Holmes, and think of me as a sort of broadcasting activist scaling not Nelson's column to bang on about air pollution, but instead the dizzying heights of the 1 till 4 p.m. on a talk radio station that no one really knows exists outside of the people that work here and a handful of anoraks on Digital Spy. So I expect then you are wondering just what is hanging precariously off the side of today's programme, then inviting arrest. Well, of course, in this hour, there is Headline Hijackers. You are invited to climb the 2 p.m. news and hang a made-up story off it, covering Victoria's otherwise fact-based mouth with a mask of lies. Befuddle and confuse those who've popped out for lunch by inventing a news story and slipping it contentedly into the 2 o'clock bulletin. 87222. The lines are open for that.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can use at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
There's a Lonely Lunch Club coming as well, of course. And if you're lunching alone and want company, allow us to be your virtual friend and or colleague. Get in touch to get on the list. Monday is TV review day, courtesy of Work Experience Punditry. Today, Cara comes in to tell us things. Drunk people were canvassed over the weekend for their opinions on the week's news. Hear the results in Alco Vox Pops very shortly. There's the big debate at 3. Another helping hand to a failing Kickstarter as we help out with some of their mental ideas that that aren't picking enough traction up regarding coin. You know, they're sort of... crowds. Oh, I had an idea for a new kind of cow. Have you, really? What does it do? Well, it dispenses petrol instead of milk, and thus is handy for any driver who runs out of fuel in a rural environment. How much have you raised so far from investment capitalists? Nothing, because it's impractical and utterly unworkable, both from an ethical and biological standpoint. It's a crap idea. So I'm going to put it on Kickstarter. That's the kind of thing. We'll be helping out another one before the afternoon is out. We are here to help. Mystery Voice Quiz as well will be happening. Diversity Paper Review. Ginger Dave is producing.
Ahoy hoy.
Asprod Cass isn't really here because she's sitting an exam. An exam?
What kind of exam?
GCSEs.
It's an exam, like in this.
Oh.
I mean, talk about Mickey Mouse. Martyrs on Buttons.
Hello
there. Victoria is all over the news like a rash.
Just like a rash.
Aid intern Cornelius is like Greenpeace scaling the heights of the desk. Scaling the heights of the desk to protest against pollution of the air, or as we call her, Julia Hartley Brewer. Scaling up. Awkward. Oh, ah. Yeah.
Boo! Get off!
Good. I am John Holmes, and this then is Talk Radio in the afternoon. Don't do that in this studio, it's tin pot. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons from Talk Radio.
Oh no. Has anyone done a risk assessment?
I just hit my head on the speaker.
Yeah.
It's dangerous.
Idiot.
Well, that'll teach you.
It shouldn't be black against a black ceiling. It's hidden.
Racist.
Oh, God.
Let's start with some music.
Well, how's your view of things today? Garb young to fade away. The sinner Simba aren't aware. Our fables take us everywhere. I can't keep up with you. I can't keep up. I can't compete with history. We'll film a lie but dub our tale. The mystery must stay inside. Look at our homes, look at our lives. In control of the morning. In control of the sea. You are creating all the bubbles at night. I'm chasing around trying to pop them off.
That is the noise of Biffy Clyro and Bubbles. It's 11 minutes past one on a Monday afternoon. Good afternoon. It is Afternoons on Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. Ask me why, as Talk Radio's head of music, I am playing Bubbles by the Scottish band Biffy Clyro.
Oh,
Biffy.
John.
Biffy Clyro.
John.
Yes.
Why are you playing Biffy Clyro?
Scottish.
They're Scottish as well, mm-hmm. So...
It's very clever, isn't it?
Why on earth are you playing Biffy Clyro?
The reason I'm playing Biffy Clyro...
Thank you.
It's not really the Biffy Clyro I'm concerned with for the big story. It is, in fact, Bubbles that I'm concerned with.
The monkey?
No. Not the monkey. This, you'll find...
The Big Brother contestant from 2004.
Not that. No. Was that the monkey?
yeah,
Celebrity
so.
Big
yeah,
Brother.
Yeah.
This is the big story today, and this has sent middle-class Britain a reeling, a sprawling and a reeling.
Bubbles, ooh, is it to do with bubbles?
It's a shortage of Prosecco.
I hate it when people call it bubbles.
There, should we get
bubbles?
Should we grab a glass of fizz?
A little bubbles. Bubbles.
A glass of fizz.
Friday.
What? One of the Teletubbies? Is that fizz? I don't know. I'm making that up.
Fizzy,
which one's fizz?
Fizzy Wizzy.
No, it's not fizz. What's fizz?
Fizz was a tweenie.
Tweenie. Thank you very much. Yes. I knew you'd know.
By you mean the internet.
Yeah, I didn't exactly. A tweenie hasn't like expelled itself into a glass. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying it's Prosecco, and there is a short supplies are running out.
Oh.
And this, as you can imagine, has just sent Middle England into some kind of tailspin. It's terribly bad news, obviously. But I mean, at the end of the day, it's approaching a tragedy.
Yeah.
And
we shouldn't make too much light of it, John. To be honest.
No. Well,
there's a time and a place for.
I know, and
sort of things.
You know, there are a lot of people getting in touch with Talk Radio this afternoon about it as well, and it's a very it's an emotive issue for a start. I mean, this is you know, many people are saying, can something be done? At the end of the day, this is affecting thousands and thousands of people in villages in the Cotswolds now, and you know, there's even talk of. This happened this morning. Bob Geldof got in touch to tell us that there's some African people recording a charity single to help raise awareness, if nothing else, of the of the lack of just the basic Prosecco we're just lacking in it now. And I've been asked by a charity. To see what I can do to help, and so they asked me to.
Well, if there's anything you need me to do as well, donate my time.
Well, this is good because that's what we're going to be asking people to do this afternoon. And I've before the show this morning, I went out to the Cotswolds to file a report.
Thank you.
dawn, and as the sun breaks over the chill of night across Middle England, it conveys a shocking, terrible scene. Quite simply, a drought. The people here have not seen a glass, let alone a bottle of Prosecco for months. The relief organisations are doing all they can, but there just is not enough to go around. This place, with its odd bin shelves empty and its Waitrose end of aisle displays bare, say the workers here, is the closest thing to hell on earth. Thousands of people need help. Many find only Lambrini or worse. These people are dulled by their basic human need to drink fizzy wine. And all they face now is hunger. Hunger, suffering and confusion. Here, an adult wails in desperation every 20 minutes. Earlier, I saw one man literally licking a discarded cork he'd found in his Brabantia bin. It had been in there for days. And it didn't really taste of anything. He began to cry. The lack of Prosecco in Middle England is a real problem. Please, do what you can.
I'm actually welling up listening to that myself now. And, let me just read you some of the news about it. Richard Thorburn is a commercial manager at a wine merchants, and he said that prices might rise as supplies of Prosecco become increasingly stretched in Britain. And I mean, this is a liquid that the sales came to 356 million in the year to February the 27th, and now, because of the demand, we're running out. And I mean, this is in the news. I mean, this is in the news today. I'm just reading this out of the paper, and it's this kind of story that, you know, affects so many people. I mean, if you have been affected by this Prosecco shortage that's in the news today, then do let us know. Of course, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can use Twitter at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
We're going to talk to someone next on Talk Radio about this awful, terrible tragedy. We're going to get a guest on the telephone, because that's what you do on Talk Radio after you set up a story. Please, I implore you, if you do nothing else this afternoon, stay tuned to Talk Radio, because together we can help make Prosecco great again.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Harry, Barry and Gary are the hottest app development team in town. They don't have an office, but they do have eReceptionist. With eReceptionist, they have a London 0207 number, which answers and redirects their calls to their mobiles. And because eReceptionist works to their schedule, if Harry's on a date with Carrie, his calls go straight through to Gary and Barry. Supercharge your image and connect your business from just 30p per day. Try for free at ereceptionist.co.uk. Free trial must be cancelled to avoid charges based on a year's subscription.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trade goes.
Get a real deal from Selco Builders Warehouse on a wide range of trade quality building products. In April, get a real deal on a 25 kilogram bag of rugby cement for only £2.99, excluding VAT. Now, that's a real deal. See even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trade goes.
Over the last 5 years, I've learned that if I put my mind to something, I can actually do it. I've learned I can still impress my teenage daughter. I've learned that confidence is something you can get back. And I've actually learned that I am cleverer than I thought I was.
The most important thing you'll learn at the Open University is what you're capable of. To find out more, search for OU Life Changing Learning.
Talk Radio, Traffic and Travel.
Still busy on the northbound M1 in Bedfordshire at 12 for Flitwick. That's following an accident, but it's been recovered. No change in Bristol for the A38 Gloucester Road at the Aztec West roundabout. That's blocked south by an accident. The northbound M5's been slowed down by a breakdown between the Worcester exit 7 to 6. And then further along, an accident's causing delays between 3 at Howes Owen and 2 at Albury. Just west of Hinckley and the Neaton, the westbound A5 through Heim on the Hill is blocked by an accident. And in Liverpool, the West Derby Road, the A50-49 blocked west by an accident at Green Lane. I'm Joanna Adams.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Drive with Sam Delaney on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines.
Fuel your appetite for adrenalised afternoon radio on the Drive Time Show that's going all over the country.
Original afternoon entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
It's the superior work-to-sofa transmission system with intelligent presenter technology fitted as standard. Delaney, live at Drive.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. It is 1:20 Monday afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio. And if you were, if you've been listening since 1 o'clock, you'll know we are bringing you the news. The shocking news, really. There's no other word for it, of the Prosecco shortage in the UK. This has been reported in the papers this morning. Prosecco shortage could see supplies run out as supermarket stock... I can barely... actually bring myself to say this, but supermarket stock stop on Carver instead.
Okay, mate.
What reactions are coming in, Cornelius?
Lots of people really seeing the problems. John, I've had to call off my wedding, has come in from Peter.
Yeah.
And people are already putting the effort in as well to help with the shortage. Sarah says she's been having Prosecco showers rather than Prosecco baths.
That is the advice. That's government advice this afternoon. I mean, thanks, Cornelius. Do keep your eye on that because
yeah,
I know
I will do.
A lot's coming in. Let's talk to an expert because it is talk radio and thus there must be someone on the telephone to talk about this by law and to fill time. Hello, who's that on the telephone? Is that Jane?
This is Jane. Hi there.
Hi there, Jane. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Good. Well, it's good that you're well because there's a lot of people in Middle England today who aren't doing so well because of this, aren't there?
I know. It's a tragedy because some people have been talking about weddings, but what about the hen parties?
What about the hen parties? Jane?
Yeah, and also something else. You know, Royal Ascot, people go to Royal Ascot on the train.
Yep.
What are they going to drink for breakfast? I've seen those people.
I know,
and I've seen the enthusiasm they put into doing that as well.
You're right.
Some Prosecco for brekkie.
And that hollow look behind their eyes when they realise there's none left. It's heartrending, isn't it, Jane?
No.
Jane, what do you do, Jane?
Well, my name's Jane Payton. I am the principal of the School of Booze, which is a school that everybody should go to if they like to drink alcohol and know about alcohol, the history of alcohol, the practical side of it, how it's made, how to match it with food. So it is a serious company, but I do have a light side to it as well.
Well, good. But now is not the time for brevity, Jane, because this is serious. I mean, look, let me put some things to you. Now, we're getting reports, of course, and you'll have heard this, I know, because you're an expert, but there are villages now in the Cotswolds with they've had to install Prosecco taps, Jane, and people are having to walk yards, right, to stock up out of these taps and put Prosecco in jugs in containers and walk back to their houses with these jugs on their heads. And I just wonder, is there anything that we can be doing more for these people?
Well, yes. I mean, the thing about Prosecco is that because it's limited to its geographical region in Italy, just north of Venice in the Veneto region, what we have to do is try and wean them off Prosecco and get them onto Cava, which is a Spanish version of sparkling wine.
Yes.
Now, price-wise, you're going to go up slightly in price with a Cava, possibly. But, you know, they're very, very similar sort of sparkling wines.
Yeah.
Prosecco is lighter, it's more floral, it's fresher, tends to be a bit fruitier, where the Cava's can be a bit drier, more like champagne.
Yes.
So it's a case of educating people, really, and I think possibly the Cava industry needs to get down there with a tanker, down to the Cotswolds,
yes,
and start helping people.
And helping people.
It's got to be done.
Yes, no, you're right. And with the crops of quinoa have failed. How far deep do you have to dig? Because, we've heard stories of middle-class white people literally with their bare hands in the soil just trying to dig for fizz now, and I wonder, you know, it does it naturally, but if it only naturally occurs in Italy, it's fruitless, isn't it?
Well, Prosecco is the Italian drink.
Yeah.
What we have to do is, by the way, we might find some truffles when they're digging for those grapes as well,
yeah.
Especially if it's the Cotswolds.
Sucking truffles.
What we have to do is to either swallow the price hike and go for an English sparkling wine, which is absolutely superb. English sparkling wines are brilliant.
Is it, though? Because that sounds barbaric.
Well, it depends if you're Scottish, I suppose, but... yes, I'm very much for people trying new things.
Yep.
So if you can try something else, New Zealand sparkling wines are amazing. The thing is, Prosecco, it's a lovely word to say, isn't it? It's a great word, Prosecco.
Well, it is.
You're Italian, as you say it.
Yes, no, absolutely. And that's why, you know, Prosecco Aid is now taking off. I mean, Bob Geldof has spoken this morning. He spoke to Julie Hartley Brewer and said that he was sitting at home listening to my report from the Cotswolds, and he desperately wanted to do something about it. He's got Midge Ure involved, but Bob says he's going to take all the credit and Midge will be forgotten again. So it's, you know, people are wanting to do things. I mean, let me give you some facts here. 1 in 10 people lack access to safe Prosecco now, Jane. That's 1 in 10.
That's shocking.
I know.
That's shocking.
Women and children in the Cotswolds spend 125 million hours a day collecting Prosecco. And that's just in 3 villages. And every $1 invested in Prosecco and sanitation provides a $4 economic return. I mean, with so many messages coming in about we're just not doing enough. And your advice then is to sort of branch out into these other areas of it. And
well, yes, it's like monoculture. Yeah, we've got to do something because we can't be dependent. Especially if there's going to be Brexit. You know, there might be price hikes with Prosecco. We've got to get used to the fact that we cannot rely on just one source of sparkling wine.
No, you're right. And I know Vino San Frontiere are doing a lot of work, aren't they, airdropping?
Yeah.
I mean, you were telling me earlier, Cornelius, because I know you were researching this, but Vino San Frontiere now running pipes in and out of various countries to just get the stuff to people.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
I mean, with
the pipes, by the way, you have to be very careful because some wine is quite acidic and it can rot those pipes.
Yes.
So, you know, you might have to be thinking of plastic pipes, which to some people it would be, middle class people would like not go
you've hit the nail on the head there, because what's happening, what we're learning is that the middle class are demanding the pipes are made of glass, and of course that brings its own problems because it breaks easily and then you get Prosecco leaking out, which has led to this I mean, it's a basic human need, isn't it, to drink this stuff?
Well, yes. You know, and in Britain, well, England, it was the English that popularised sparkling wine in the first place. The champagne claimed sparkling wine, but, the first sparkling wines were actually popularised in England in the 17th century. Mm. So it's something that's very close to an English person's heart. And, you know, people in Wales and Scotland as well, but particularly the English...
What do you make of the notion of they're saying that we should have Prosecco meters in homes now to actually measure the amount of Prosecco that the middle class are drinking?
Well, I mean, you know, we're libertarians really at heart, I think, in England and in Britain, and I don't think that would work. You know, you can't force that onto to somebody. You know, it's part of our human rights, isn't it?
It is. It is.
Yes.
Jane, I mean, you know, we're going to have to leave it there, but I mean, you know, there are stories coming in of people being ill now from drinking dirty Lambrini from puddles. And I mean, it's your heart goes out to these people, really, doesn't it?
I know. I know.
Jane, thank you so much for your help and advice this afternoon. I know that I know it's a difficult subject to talk about, and I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you for inviting me on. Thank you.
You're welcome. That's Jane Payton. She's from the some drink thing.
The School of Booze.
Thank you. The words are coming in. Words now, just like corksuckers. I mean, you know, that is what people are resorting to. They're just sucking at the corks they're finding on the ground and in the bins behind supermarkets. What can be done? I mean, let's take reaction on this, of course, today. And if you can do anything, you've got any ideas that can help, you know, stop this crisis, then do let us know. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can use Twitter at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you
want. Any word you want. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes, and Victoria's got the news next.
Talk Radio.
The Italian president says hundreds of people have died after four boats capsized in the Mediterranean Sea. It's understood migrants had been trying to reach Italy from Egypt. Judges have ruled an injunction banning a Sunday newspaper from running a story about a celebrity couple can be lifted. But the man involved hasn't been named. He's been given a stay so he can appeal to the Supreme Court. Christina Michalos is a lawyer specialising in privacy and media law.
I would expect it's on the basis that the court won't act when an injunction becomes futile, and that because so many people now know the subject of this order, that it serves no useful purpose.
Campaigners who want the UK to leave the European Union are accusing the Chancellor of abusing his position. George Osborne claims households would be more than £4,000 a year worse off if there were an out vote in June's referendum. A 14-year-old boy and girl have appeared in court charged with murdering a woman and her daughter in Lincolnshire. 49-year-old Elizabeth Edwards and 13-year-old Katie were found dead at a house in Spalding on Friday afternoon. And stars, including Sir Michael Parkinson and David Walliams, have turned out for the funeral of Ronnie Corbett. The comedian died last month, aged 85, after being diagnosed with a suspected form of motor neurone disease. The weather largely cloudy for England, Northern Ireland and Wales. Many places will be dry, but with some light outbreaks of rain. While in Scotland, it'll see sunny spells and scattered showers, highs of 12 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Thanks, Victoria.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Maximise your morning mojo.
I beg your pardon.
And get turned on to the new Fearless Breakfast Show that can't keep its mouth shut.
I'm Paul Ross. Join me from 6 on Talk Radio. If it's on your mind, get it on the radio. The big new station for the whole of the UK, you lucky people.
Supercharged radio that demands a reaction.
Plug in to Paul Ross and make your morning hum.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Tomorrow morning from 6.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Just after 1:30 then on your Monday afternoon, it is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. We've got a lot of people getting in touch. James has been on. James Waters, he says, there's a riot outside Marks and Spencer's in Tunbridge Wells this afternoon. Now, he's down there. Rumours spreading that there's a delivery of Prosecco. They're bringing in just four bottles and it's all kicked off in Tunbridge Wells. James is reporting there. He's on the scene there. We don't let the Prosecco shortage be a problem. Why aren't people trying to make their own? Hashtag SodaStream. You know, and that is a good question. It's just grapes and fizz, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe that's the answer. I don't know. Cornelius, what have you got coming in?
Tom, he says they're going to have a bake sale at work. The girls are organising that, which is nice. Makes nice to hear.
Everyone should be doing their bit, really. At the end of the day. I've got some of the lyrics here for, Bob. I mentioned Bob Geldof earlier.
The single.
Yeah, and I've got this. It's simply written, but say a prayer to pray for the other ones. At supper time, it's hard when they're not having fun. There's a Waitrose in the corner, but its stock has disappeared. And the only Prosecco flowing is a sort of low-quality own brand, sort of budget rosé.
That's not nice.
So
it's unsanitary, that stuff.
Yeah. There are a lot of pop stars joining. There's going to be a single. Sorry, it's hard to, than that. Do keep your advice. If you've got any thoughts about how we can help these people when the Prosecco's running out, do please give us a message. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Twitter at Talk Radio.
Start your message with just the amount you want to donate.
So at 1:33, we are but 26 and a half minutes away from the news at 2 o'clock. In the news at 2 o'clock, there'll be the news. I mean, you've just heard it there coming out of Victoria. But also coming out of Victoria at 2 o'clock will be a made-up news lie. The news will be there, as you'd expect it to be. There will be the news. But the exception is that one of the stories will be complete garbage. Fiction, an invention. Made up, please, by you. That is what we call headline hijack, and we do it to confuse the people who aren't listening to this bit of the programme. They have popped out for lunch. They're not listening to this, so they don't know when they get back to their desk and flip the talk radio on. One of the stories will be a lie, and they will go around about the rest of their day being confused and befuddled by it. The lie to be made up by you, then to be sent. Thence to be sent. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you want.
Lie. Cornelius, what's coming in?
Well, John, hello.
Hi there.
I can speak like this. This has come in from Tom, who's sent this on Friday.
Yes.
He said, the Fashion and Textiles Museum in Blackpool has announced that they are to display swimming costumes from the momentous TV show Splash.
Right.
As well as the soiled towels.
That's something to look forward to. Wasn't Full Set Breakfast presenter from Talk Radio Paul Ross in Splash?
Was he? I have no idea.
I think he was.
I'll get a reporter on it.
Please do check that, because either way, I do not want to see that soiled towel. It's been estimated that the number of school teachers who detest children is on the rise. A report said that 30% of teachers cannot stand the sight of children, and 5% admitted to one-time teaching the children incorrect things so they don't get far in life. That's from Louise this afternoon, who I think is a teacher. So that would explain a lot. 3 people injured yesterday in Birmingham after a PR stunt went wrong. Who's this from? Michael. A live bull was released into the Bullring shopping centre, hurting 3 shoppers and completely destroying a China shop. Thanks very much for that. Do keep those coming in, because you've got about 20 minutes to get them to us. Before they come out of the mouth of Victoria at 2 o'clock. There's quite a lot coming in. Cornelius, give me.
Give
me more.
According to another Birmingham one. We've done that one.
What?
Sorry.
You're all right.
Yeah, I'm tired. the message advising passengers.
Cornelius has gone wrong.
Yeah.
What?
This is coming from Sean.
Yes.
He says, the message advising passengers which side of the tube carriage that doors open on the London Underground at upcoming stations has been set to the tune of the musical youth hit Pass the Duchy. The doors will open on the left-hand side, or the doors will open on the right-hand side, will be heard from this morning. Musical youth are thought to have sung the rearranged lyric, as they desperately need the money.
Right, that's quite a complex... I mean, who sent that in?
That's coming from Sean.
Sean, thank you, Sean. Good. Are you familiar with that hit, Cornelius?
What?
Pass the Duchy on the left
hand side. Yeah, pass the Duchy on the left-hand side. Yeah.
Okay, fine, just checking. Good, and Tesco, by the way, are today celebrating a return to their profiting ways by giving away a free tin of soup to anyone who goes into Tesco this afternoon.
Oh,
and
really?
Donating 35 pence to the company in return for the soup.
Oh, that's nice of them.
It's generous, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sharing the profits with the people.
Yeah.
Anyway, if you've got a made-up news story, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message.
Okay, let's do Lonely Lunch.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
So, this is, of course, where we offer to become your virtual friend and or colleague, should you be a lonely person lunching on your own. We can chit about this or chat about that. Imagine that we're there with you and you've just struck up an idle conversation, and we'll do our best to hold our own and to be sympathetic where it needs it, confrontational where it needs it, or just plain ambivalent about it like a traditional colleague would be. Let's go to the telephone and find out who our Lonely Lunch Club member is today. Hello, who's that on the telephone?
This is Jake.
Hello, Jake. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Good, fine, thanks. Yes, and so what are you doing, Jake? Why are you lonely?
Well, I'm in the library. All my mates are at home, not bothering to revise. So
I've been left
all on my own.
Right. Are you the square of the group, Jake?
Oh, yeah, sometimes. When it gets to exam season, I'd say probably am.
Do you?
They're going to pay for it, aren't they, Jake?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I'll be the one laughing.
Yeah, exactly. Laughing.
Ha, ha, ha. Look at me. I was in the library while you were all out getting drunk and having sexual relations with people.
Time.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
and there's
time,
you.
Yeah.
There's you in the library not doing that.
Yeah,
I
exactly.
hope. Into the books. So, Jake, what are you going to eat for lunch? Have you had lunch yet? What's your lunch?
I've got a bit of a pasta of just tomato sauce. Pretty typical student meal.
That is, isn't it? So it's just pasta with some sauce on it. There's nothing.
Yeah, just some Dolmio sauce.
Yeah.
Which I'm a bit skeptical about eating after the revelations of last week.
That's right.
I hope it's your one a week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't.
I'm getting out of the way early doors.
Yeah, it's best. Let your digestive system recover over the next five days before you touch that stuff again. Their words, not mine. I'm not. It's their own fault. So, Jake, as you know, Lonely Lunch Club, we can chat about whatever you'd like, really. I mean, that's how it works, and we'll role play it. So what would you like to chat about?
I want to talk. I haven't seen it yet, but the new Jungle Book film.
Oh, yeah.
I'm quite, I don't know, pessimistic about it. I feel like people are raving about it,
yeah.
but I don't know if I want to go and see it because it might ruin kind of the old one and the memories I have of that one.
Yeah, this is good. This is good.
Yeah,
this is good,
yeah.
Good work-based banter there.
Have you seen it, John?
No, we haven't started yet.
Okay, sorry.
So we're in the library, right? Library.
Yeah, library.
So walk up. excuse me, mate. Is anyone sitting here?
Shh. No.
Sorry. Excuse me, mate. Is anyone sitting here?
No, not at all.
Okay, good, because there's a load of other. I come to do some revision, and there's a load of people having sex around the books around there. It's really weird. So I've come round to your table where you're not. What are you up to? What are you doing? Are you revising there? Are you revising?
Yeah, I'm just I'm revising.
What subject are you
doing? I'm doing journalism.
Journalism? All right, fine, good.
Yeah, studying some law at the moment.
Yeah. Mickey Mouse. What do you think? Do you think I should name the celebrities involved in this injunction, Jake? Do you think I should do that?
No. Let's move on.
Okay, fine. Jake, do you... is that pasta with Dolmio on it?
Pardon?
Is that pasta with Dolmio on it?
Yeah.
Are you mental?
You're very good at recognising a brand just from the product.
Yeah, well, I am.
Or is it the empty Dolmio jar on his desk there?
Yeah, and the dead people over
there. Oh, yeah.
Because they ate too much, not because it's poisonous, Dolmio's lawyers, if you listen. Good. Good. Well, don't eat that, is my advice. I tell you what.
What?
Not you. Oh. Tell you what. What's your name, by the way?
Jake.
Nice to meet you, Jake. I'm John. Hi. Nice to meet you. I see. I'm reading the Jungle Book. Look in the library. Look at the. Have you seen the? Seen the new film, Jake? Seen the new film?
No, I haven't actually. I'm just quite skeptical about going to see it because I feel like it will ruin my
memory
of the old one, which is so great.
Yeah, no, you might be on something there, but I think a lot of people that I've spoken to have said that it doesn't do that, so.
Oh, really?
So I think you're fine.
Might have to go and see it.
Yeah. Well, that's that banter over with. I think we did very well.
I think that was fine. You really took me there to the library. I felt that was
in the library.
Yeah.
Jake, have we improved your lonely lunch? I think we probably have, haven't we?
Definitely.
Okay, good. All right, good.
I don't feel quite as lonely
anymore.
When I first heard the music you played.
Yeah, good. Well, that's nice. That's Jake. He's in a library. And if you'd like to be our... I think that was good banter, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
That was
good.
Very workplace.
Yeah,
that was very sort of trad.
That was exactly what you do on your lunch.
So that's it. If you want to be in Lonely Lunch Club, we can chat about that, talk about whatever you like. Then do, by all means, let us know, and we'll. They don't need to call us. We'll call you. Get on the list, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can use Twitter @talkradio.
Let us know you want to be in the lunchtime club.
That's what he said. Still to come in, Headline Hijack very shortly. We'll be doing a bit more of that, of course. And a lot of people getting in touch about the Prosecco shortage. So we'll have some of your reaction on all of that as well. Plus, work experience punditry here on Talk Radio after 2 o'clock.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. When a punter takes a tumble as a fool, it won't make the blindest bit of difference to my walls. No red wine marks, no craft beer stains, with diamond paint by Dulux Trade, my pub stays as pristine as the day it was painted. La, 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 la,
with new stain repellent technology in diamond paints by Dulux Trade, liquid stains become droplets that just wipe clean without scrubbing. Use it and your clients will be singing your praises. Pick up a tin at your local merchant. Dulux Trade. It's your reputation.
Landlords, you can get landlord insurance with Direct Line from just £120. Can your insurance do that? 10% of customers pay this or less June to December 2015. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Rivalries, rebellions and battles. War has been waged for the Iron Throne, which you can get with the new season of Game of Thrones from just £20 a month when you join Sky TV with the original bundle. And get a free 32-inch LG TV so you can see every battle and every betrayal. Seize your chance by April 21st. Search Sky Bundles. Sky. Believe in better.
Direct debit subject to status. Upfront £10 standard setup. Minimum contract and further terms apply.
The nation decides! Is it red sauce or brown sauce? Burton's Fish and Chips have created two tantalisingly tasty great new British flavours, but only one must prevail. Try our red sauce and brown sauce snacks today and vote for your favourite flavour, bagging the chance to pack it a whopping £10,000. The Great British Battle of the Sauces, red versus brown. Brought to you by Burton's Fish and Chips. Find us on Facebook and vote now.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
To Hampshire, where there's queues through Headbourne Worthy on the southbound A34 towards the M3 at Junction 9. There's a breakdown there. No change in Aztec West for the A38 Gloucester Road, just south of the M5 at Junction 16. It's blocked at the Aztec West roundabout by an accident. It's also on the northbound side of the M5 after a breakdown between Junction 7 and 6, the Worcester exit. Further along, Junction 3 to 2, Howes Owen through to Oldbury is busy after an accident. And the westbound A5 struggling just west of Hinkley and the Neaton is partially blocked by an accident on Jarena Adams.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley Brewer. Join the titanium lady of Talk Radio for 3 hours of provocative discussion, intelligent analysis and fearless comment.
Mid-mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Your one-stop shop for debate about the stories that everyone's talking about. No nonsense, no prisoners, no substitutes.
Get both barrels from Judge Jules.
Julia Hartley Brewer, tomorrow morning from 10.
On your all-new speech station, Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Right, quarter to 2 o'clock, just gone. And you know how the, I don't know whether you've seen any of the news today. Yeah. Have you seen any of the news, producer Dave, as well?
I've seen some of the news.
Some of the news, yeah.
A little bit of it poked its head around the corner when I was coming into work.
Yeah. Think about the news, though. Mm. It's, can be quite complicated.
Oh, John.
Do you know what, John? John. Cornelius can't get his
head around it. I can't get my head around it. I can't get my head around it.
Well, you're in luck then, because handily, we've got a way of simplifying the news here in the afternoons on Talk Radio. It's we get the news, but we distill it, if you like, through the medium, the art and the form of Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Drone strike at Heathrow, just like in the Middle East, but less people dead.
It's Talk Radio and it's just ahead of a time. I'm John Holmes, and if you were listening earlier, you'll know already the big story that we were covering and why we need your help this afternoon. And it's that Britain is running out of Prosecco. Now, this is in the news this morning. It's the popularity of Prosecco is simply putting pressure on supplies. Geographically limited. These are the words they're banding about. Prosecco sales, £356 million in the year to the 27th. But now, it's simply outstripping. There are people in getting in touch about this with such heart-rending stories from the Cotswolds, from Tunbridge Wells, from all these places where normally the Prosecco runs free, but now it doesn't. And it's affecting people very deeply. And we need to do something about it. And we need your help this afternoon with ways, you know, how what will you do to help these people who just no longer have the Prosecco that they used to? Cornelius, I know you've got some reaction coming in, haven't you?
John,
about
yes.
It's terrible.
People's generosity really is breathtaking. Jean has tweeted.
Jean?
Yeah, Jean. Okay. He has donated, and this is very generous, 1,000 pence. So thank you so much, Sean.
1,000 pence.
Every pence counts.
Every pence does count. We've talked about this already. There's people having to call off their weddings. Mm. I mean, if you can imagine that. John, I've had to shower in Prosecco rather than bathe in it.
Mm. Yeah, that's a good way to save Prosecco.
Yeah. There's talk here, should we be installing Prosecco meters in the home just to cut down, you know, on people's use of it? You know, should we be drinking tap Prosecco rather than the bottle stuff?
There's the hosepipe ban as well.
The Prosecco hosepipe, well, yeah. That's right. And the fact they've got to ship this stuff, we talked about this, you've got to, you know, it's hard enough to get the stuff in. Mm. And what's happening, they're talking about piping it in. Now, this is, I've got the note here, it's from the very good work being done by Vino San Frontier, where they pipe in Prosecco and they lay the pipes. But the problem is that the middle class people are insisting that the pipes are made of glass because the plastic
reacts to the Prosecco.
It alters the flavour of the Prosecco. So the pipes all have to be glass, which, of course, is problem keeping problems in itself because it's very hard to lay that because it just shatters.
Yeah.
People like Cornelius being ill.
Yeah,
from
so I've
drinking.
Got a very dry throat.
Well, you know, I know you told me you genuinely had to drink dirty Lambrini from a puddle. And that's, you know, and there are people walking miles now. There are standpipe taps in villages in the Cotswolds, and people are walking, I say miles, like to the end of their road.
Meters.
Meters. Mm. More or less to the end of their drive now, where they're and carrying the Prosecco back into their houses. And it's, I think I'm going to play the appeal again, actually, because I think this is, you know.
That's the best to get awareness up, isn't it?
Well, that's when the donations started coming in, was it?
Yes. So we're going to repeat this. No, I make no apology for it either, because, you know, something has to be done. And this is a report I was asked to do by Vino San Frontier, and I went down to a village.
And some scenes in this report are disturbing.
Here's what happened.
Dawn, and as the sun breaks over the chill of night across Middle England, it conveys a shocking, terrible scene. Quite simply, a drought. The people here have not seen a glass, let alone a bottle of Prosecco for months. The relief organisations are doing all they can, but there just is not enough to go around. This place, with its odd bin shelves empty and its Waitrose end of aisle displays bare, say the workers here, is the closest thing to hell on earth. Thousands of people need help. Many find only Lambrini or worse. These people are dulled by their basic human need to drink fizzy wine. And all they face now is hunger. Hunger, suffering and confusion. Here, an adult wails in desperation every 20 minutes. Earlier, I saw one man literally licking a discarded cork he'd found in his Brabantia bin. It had been in there for days. And it didn't really taste of anything. He began to cry. The lack of Prosecco in Middle England is a real problem. Please, do what you can.
Please, do what you can. As he, and by he I mean me, said just then. We know now that the some African villagers are recording a charity single to help the people who haven't got access to safe Prosecco. Bob Geldof's involved, lyrics, but say a prayer to pray for the other ones. At supper time, it's hard, they're not having fun. There's a Waitrose on the corner, but its stock has disappeared, and the only Prosecco flowing is a low-quality own brand, sort of budget rosé. And that is the very real situation that we find ourselves in. So do what you can to help. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
John, our boss rewards the office with a bottle of Prosecco when we've had a good month, but to help with the problem, we're just not trying now.
That's very good.
In the office. I mean, that's helping.
We're all making sacrifices.
Women and children spend 125 million hours a day collecting Prosecco, and that's in three villages in the Cotswolds and one near Tunbridge Wells. So just think about that. You just think about that this lunchtime. And do what you can. So, still to come on the programme today then, we will, of course, be having a headline hijack momentarily. A made-up news story will be in the news. We'll get round to that very shortly indeed. But let me tell you that drunk people will be canvassed for their opinions on the week's news. They were canvassed for those opinions at the weekend, reviewing last week's news. Out on the Street, that is a feature we call Alco Vox Pops.
It's actually one of the final drunken reports to have been filed before the Prosecco shortage, so...
That, and I think it'll touch a lot of people because of that. You're absolutely right. There's the big debate at 3 o'clock, of course. We throw another helping hand line to a failing Kickstarter this afternoon. We help someone out with their, let's be honest, mental idea that's not picking up any traction regarding coin on Kickstarter. And so we get them on the telephone and we help them out by raising awareness. So all of that's coming as well. There's Diversity Pay-Per-View and the Mystery Voice Quiz. However, there's the small matter of headline hijack. Cornelius, what's coming in before we get to the winner?
This has come in from Ian. He has said that Belmarsh Prison has come under criticism after it emerged that better behaved prisoners were now being employed as part-time prison guards.
That's actually not a bad idea.
It's quite good, yeah.
That's fair. Following an online petition signed by more than 5,000 people, the City of Manchester Council have agreed to turn streetlights... Now, this is part of the Make Britain Fun initiative.
Yeah, that's right.
Agreed to turn the streetlights in the centre of town into disco lights on Friday and Saturday evening to create a sort of party vibe in the town. This is as we get, get into... lighter evening, so it's a stupid idea. The Society of Road Safety are disappointed with the result, but the decision process has been fair. And here's one. The celebrity injunction has been completely lifted, allowing me to name the celebrities involved in the injunction. Is that right?
I don't think it is.
I heard Victoria say it's been lifted.
It has been lifted, John.
The celebrity injunction.
It has been lifted.
Has been lifted, and that must mean I'm allowed to name the celebrities in the injunction.
No, so what you've missed is the second line of that report. You always do this. Just read the first line of the news.
That's all you need.
So we need sometimes, John, but legally, you need the second line today.
What does the second line say?
Second line says you're still not allowed to name the celebrities involved because it's pending an appeal.
I don't find those celebrities very appealing, to be honest.
That is so, your judgment.
Well, speaking as a judge.
Which is often wrong.
But I did actually read the second line, and it did say, you're right, that we still can't name the celebrities because they're likely to appeal. Mm. And I thought, they're not likely to appeal because they're very unappealing people.
good joke.
It's very good, well done.
I'm not joking, I'm actually Dolly. I mean, they are, aren't they?
I don't know who it is, John, so... Because they've not been named.
I'm
going to write it down for you again, then. Him and... Him and... That.
Sometimes I'm pleased the webcams are yet not installed in the Talk Radio studio.
I can draw a picture of them.
Please, well, there's still no cameras, so do what you like.
If we got Cranium here, I would model them in clay.
Alas, we don't, and we have to go to the news now.
Okay, so. Fine. Who won Headline Hijack? Who's made up news Simon. Stories in the news? Simon, where does Simon live?
Bishop Stortford.
Bishop Stortford. Oh, Simon in Bishop Stortford. Congratulations, you are the winner of Headline Hijack, the made-up news story, which will come out of Victoria's mouth next. This is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Space. It's all around us. An infinite vastness. Extraordinary dimensions beyond the realm of human understanding.
Who are you? Get out the back of me van.
Oh, sorry.
You're loads better off with a Vauxhall Movano, the large van with the impressive payload. Now even more impressive with free sat-nav, parking sensors and air conditioning. Retail customers only. Order by June 30th. T's and C's and exclusions apply. See your Vauxhall retailer for details.
An extra £5 billion is to be set aside by banks for missold PPI. If you haven't claimed already, claim now. Don't have the time or worried you've lost paperwork? Let PPI Claim Back do it all for you. We can check whether you've had PPI, and if you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. We've won £337 million for our customers. Text PPI to 80039. Text PPI to 80039 now.
5 minutes. The time it takes to fill a crack in the wall. The time it takes to change the washer on a tap. The time it takes to make a cuppa. And the time it takes to use Screwfix's speedy 5-minute click and collect service. Order online and just 5 minutes later it's ready to collect from your chosen store. We have over 460 nationwide, so there's bound to be one nearby. Click and collect in 5 minutes. One more reason why those in the know... No Screwfix.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
At 2 o'clock, good afternoon, Monday afternoon. I'm John Holmes. Look, Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, 400 people die trying to reach Europe. A celebrity sex story injunction can be lifted. And TV stars turn out for Ronnie Corbett's funeral.
Talk Radio.
An estimated 400 migrants have apparently died in the Mediterranean. The Italian president says four boats capsized as they tried to cross from Egypt. Most of those on board are thought to have been Somali. Sarah Tyler from Save the Children says it shows European leaders must do more.
What we need is to put in place safe passage for the thousands of people that will be coming over this year, because no one should die needlessly in the sea because European leaders are protecting their borders rather than putting human interests first.
An injunction banning the media in England and Wales from naming a celebrity who's said to have had an affair has been lifted. Talk Radio's Alex Dibble's been at the Court of Appeal.
Judges here decided the articles in Scotland, the US and Canada, which have named him, have changed the game. If so many people know who PJS is, news outlets in England and Wales should be allowed to identify him. But the court also said it was so likely that PJS, who's married with young children, would appeal again, we still can't name him.
The Chancellor claims £36 billion would be cut from public services if Britain leaves the European Union. George Osborne says British families would be £4,300 a year worse off. But Eurosceptic Conservative MP Tim Loughton has told Talk Radio the claims are just scaremongering.
Another desperate tactic, and I have to say, I think it's really been counterproductive. I've had so many constituents come to me, whatever they think about the EU referendum, just disgusted with the way the government is spending taxpayers' money like confetti on pushing a highly subjective propaganda campaign to frighten people into voting to remain.
A jealous husband from East London who murdered his wife 2 years ago has been told he'll spend at least 21 years in jail. 69-year-old Dempsey Nibbs claimed he acted in self-defence but was found guilty at the Old Bailey. Johnny Depp's wife Amber Heard has escaped conviction for illegally taking her dogs into Australia. The actress pleaded guilty to providing a false immigration document and the couple have apologised in a video. And stars of British television have paid their respects at the funeral of Ronnie Corbett. Barry Cryer, Sir Michael Parkinson, Jimmy Tarbuck, Rob Brydon and David Walliams were among those at the church in South London. Sharon and Marie work at local florists and made a wreath of chrysanthemums bearing a pair of his glasses.
We just wanted to do a small tribute, a small funny tribute, because that's how he was, small and funny. He always used to come down Addiscombe, shop locally.
He sent me a signed photograph of him last Christmas. I didn't realise how ill he was, but it really meant so much to me.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Largely cloudy for England, Northern Ireland and Wales. Many places will be dry, but with some light outbreaks of rain. And meanwhile, Scotland sees sunny spells and scattered showers, highs of 12 degrees. Thanks, John, for being off-putting.
What did I do?
You are being potentially illegal.
Why?
Naming things that shouldn't be named.
Well, not on the radio. I just held it up to you and showed you who the people were.
Yeah, I already knew.
I know.
But I'm not allowed to say, and neither are you, so stop it.
I'm going to scrape the piece of paper from my mouth.
That sounds horrible, by the way.
This is
you're
the,
just
the celebrities in the injunction. That's just normal for the show. Mm. I'm now scraping those celebrities on the microphone.
Oh, John.
There.
That actually sounds horrible.
Scraping the celebrities.
Stop it. Do the sport.
4 minutes past two, here's the sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
Good afternoon, I'm Toby Gillis. The FA is expected to rule on whether Jamie Vardy faces further punishment for his reaction to being sent off against West Ham today.
No.
He was handed a second yellow card for diving in the Barclays Premier League match and angrily reacted to the ref John Moss before leaving the field.
Moss.
It could lead to more than the standard one-match ban for the Leicester striker. Former referees chief Keith Hackett says Moss made an error to give Vardy his first yellow, though,
Hackett.
And went downhill from there.
He doesn't understand tempo management.
No.
It's like, just put your foot on the ball.
Bloke's
it's like
you.
The team manager saying to the players, slow it down a bit. And the referee can do that. He orchestrates the tempo of the game. He didn't do that. He went from one chaotic decision to another one.
What a
and book. Lost credibility.
Meanwhile, Leicester's gap at the top of the Premier League could be cut to just 5 points tonight when Tottenham go to Stoke. Liverpool boss Jurgen Klopp has moved to dismiss a reported row with his young winger Jordan Ibe.
Klopp.
Mario Balotelli, though, on loan at AC Milan, says he doesn't want to come back, saying he was never happy at Anfield. And Ronnie O'Sullivan is involved in another row with snooker's authorities. He won his first round match at the World Championship, but then skipped his media duties and could yet be fined.
Wrap it up.
That's your latest sports news, powered by Talk Sport.
Thanks very much.
And finally, for the first time ever, a 2.5-decker bus will start a route in Liverpool today. People under the height of 5'8" will be able to sit on the top deck.
Talk Radio.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio, it revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Oh my, get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
Okay, then, hi, it's 6 minutes past 2 o'clock. I am John Holmes, good afternoon, Talk Radio, and this afternoon, then, we are giving away a free flight near a plane. So what we've got a couple of drones we've picked up from the paramilitary wing of Maplins, and by the end of the day, you could be at Heathrow flying them dangerously close to commercial aircraft. Now, of course, it has to be said, we don't condone this at Talk Radio, because the government say drones are dangerous, although that doesn't seem to prevent them from aiming them at hospitals and schools in the Middle East or selling them to countries and regimes with appalling human rights records and evidence that they kill their own citizens. So that's a free flight in a drone this afternoon, only on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Now, though, it is time for Work Experience Punditry. And bringing the Work Experience Punditry baton into the studio this afternoon. It's Cara, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Nice to see you again.
Nice to see you.
And by the way, these are the celebrities that we can't name.
Oh, interesting.
Isn't it, though? You're reviewing television today.
I am.
Good. What have you got? What have you been watching with your human eyes?
With my... as opposed to what other eyes?
I don't know. Cornelius.
Well.
Which are weird, aren't they, if you look at them?
Here we go. You're fired.
You're not paying me.
Look at those. Look at those eyes.
They're eyes for radio.
Yeah.
Oh!
Well, one of them is. The other one is looking completely away from the radio. in a completely opposing direction.
If you'd like to be a work experience reviewing television this week, email cornelius.mendez at talkradio.co.uk.
Marker emails, wafty eyes.
So, on Saturday evening,
yes,
I watched Michael McIntyre's Big Show.
Michael McIntyre?
Yes.
It's my big show! Do you remember the film?
Do you remember Saturday? Okay, everyone, all the family gathered around the TV and they'd all sit around and gather to watch the Michael McIntyre Big Show!
What was on the show, Michael?
On the show, lots of comedy. And I text people from other phones, it's very cheeky. And it's absolutely in no way a complete rip-off of Ant and Dec.
Anyway, what did you make of it, Cara?
Yeah, I thought it was alright. It was okay. It was, so it's a new Saturday night family entertainment evening.
What time was this on?
About 7.
Well, okay, so right, Ant and Dec's like, stalking ground.
It was, you know, children-friendly family watching.
Yes, fine.
Time.
Good.
So it started with a bit of stand-up, which was very funny. Good. And he spoke about his kids and things in the street and stuff like that.
Yeah. Things he's observed.
Yes.
So basically, he just related a list of things he's seen.
In a funny way.
In a funny voice. Which is not the same thing.
No, he told it funny. I think he's funny.
Very fine.
But there we go. And then Tiny Temper performed. And then they did the unexpected star section,
yes,
where they got an unsuspecting Welsh hairdresser who thought she was coming on to a corridor that was kind of attached to the wings of the stage onto a little box, which she thought she was doing someone's hair.
Yes.
And then the front of the box, kind of the wall, fell off, and there was 2,500 people in the theatre. And then she's a person who's always wanted to be a singer, and then she's in front of a stage. And they say, at the end of the show, you're going to be performing with Michael Ball. So then she goes off and rehearses with Michael Ball. And
I've performed with Michael Ball.
Have you?
I have. I haven't, but I saw you perform with Michael Ball.
There we go, celebrity non-ecdote.
Such a non-ecdote.
There's an even better... We can't say the word, but someone called Michael Ball something on stage that night.
Richard Hawley. Michael Ball. Yeah, me, Michael Ball, and then Guy Garvey was there as well.
What did you do?
Weird. I played the piano while Michael Ball sang at a radio awards ceremony. Seriously.
Did you play well?
It was really weird. Yeah, sure. But it was really
weird. There was a free bar.
Yeah.
Well, that's fascinating. Thanks for ringing that.
Overall, I would say it was a bit too variety show. There was like an acrobatics performance, which was, you know, fine if you like that kind of thing.
How long was this nightmare on for?
It was an hour.
Okay. Right.
So I think they could have, you know, chucked out the acrobatics and had more stuff.
Yeah. Well, they like that variety. That's a thing, isn't it? That's a Saturday night, shiny floor style.
Yeah. There was quite a funny bit when they took Jerry Halliwell, well, formerly Jerry Halliwell, now Jerry Horner, his phone. And
Jerry Horner?
She got married to someone. I don't know who they are.
Mr. Horner.
Mr. Horner. But yeah, I don't know who they are.
Little Jack.
Jack, yeah.
And they stole her phone.
Apparently he put in his thumb and pulled out a plum.
They stole her phone and texted everyone in her phone saying that she was now a massage person who would like a massage, and a person called Farmer Clive replied, yes, please. But no.
Do we believe that that's a thing, or have they just made that up?
I think it's made up.
It's the artifice of television. They've made that up.
Do you think?
Yeah, I don't know. They're not going to text everybody in Jerry Halliwell's phone, are they? Think about the people in her phone.
Well exactly, yeah.
Stop looking at the bit of paper, John.
I think these two celebrity injunction people might be in her phone.
Yeah.
That I'm holding up here. Don't you?
I think they probably are, John.
I'm not suggesting she was the one involved in the... Not suggesting that for a moment.
It's very unlikely.
Continue.
So overall, it was probably a bit too much sentimentality and joviality and, you know, it was all kind of a bit...
Like in here.
Would you say the show's sentimental?
Mental? Not sure about the scenty. But you liked it, Cara, didn't you?
Overall, yes.
Yeah. So how would you rate it compared to, as it's in the Ant and Dec slot, as it were?
No, but
you're aware of their work,
yes,
of course.
Yes, I am aware of their work.
And how did it compare? Because it's going after the same audience, so what do you think?
I think he's probably funnier than Ant and Dec, so I'd probably rate it higher.
Right.
That's controversial.
Well.
In a way, he is funnier than Ant and Dec, because he's a stand-up comedian.
Hmm. Cheers, Cornelius. Good input.
Just my insight there.
Great. Wasn't even asking you to, I was asking Cara, but anyway, that's fine.
That's true.
feel free to join in. Okay, so so faced with the two, you know, yeah, you'd go for McIntyre.
Yeah.
Fine. That's fair. We got a clip of it.
Yeah, we do.
Have we?
It's the mystery voice bit. Mystery guest or whatever it is.
Oh, yeah, unexpected star.
All right, fine. Let's have a clip of Michael McIntyre.
Week on The Big Show, we're going to surprise a member of the public, and they will be performing on this very stage as our unexpected star of the show! It's amazing in here. Oh, my God, I've just seen my hair. Close the door. Shh. OK. All right, let's do it. Bring her up.
Ah, do come in.
No.
Hello. Hello.
I didn't mean it to be you. I'm pressure now.
I think you probably need the pictures.
I'm really confused as to what's going on. So
she's in a box on stage,
yeah,
which is, you know, all
full-size.
But
how do they get her into it?
It's attached to a corridor to the wings, so she walks down a corridor from the wings of the stage.
So she knows she's come to a television studio.
Yeah, she's doing someone's hair for a show.
Oh, I see, right.
Who's about to go on.
Okay.
So she comes into kind of dressing room.
The audience laughing isn't going to throw her off.
No, yeah.
Okay, fine. Yeah. All right, good.
And they can see what's happening inside the box on a screen on stage.
Right.
How big's the box?
Oh, very small, like smaller than this room.
Is it like Channel 4's sex box?
I don't
know. It's the same box, I believe.
It's the same box, yeah. They hose it down.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. Oh. What? Because it's full of hair product.
Yeah, sure. So why is she in the box? I still don't understand.
Because she's a hairdresser and she thinks she's going to do the hair for someone who's about to go on stage.
And does that normally happen as a hairdresser? Go and sit in a box?
No, it's a dressing room. It's not. She doesn't think it's a box. We only know from the outside, doesn't the audience in the stage.
Fine.
That it's
so she thinks she's in a dressing room?
Yeah, it's a normal dressing room inside.
Do you think people are going to start to con on to that when they get asked to do, like, the hair of Michael McIntyre for the first time ever? Gary's from down the road.
Like, it's going to run and run, because you've got quite a niche member of the public as an unexpected star.
I mean,
you're not going to get a mechanic, are you? You know, you go, oh, can you come and fix a car? It's in a garage in the middle of a studio.
You can only park at 7 p.m. on a Saturday night.
Oh, yeah, all right. Michael McIntyre's car, is he? Yeah, all right, mate. Yeah, I think your big end's gone, mate. Yeah. Oh, what do you mean, sing? I mean, come on.
I thought it was weird they got me down from the north.
Yeah.
Must be mechanics down here.
I mean, it's niche, isn't it? Yeah. I mean, you know, how many professions could you...
Granted, could you may not be unexpected for long.
Okay, fine. Yeah. Good. Well, look, stay there, Cara, why don't you? Because I know we've got more telly that you've watched with your human eyes to weirdly have a listen to. So we'll do that with Work Experience Punditry. Next, this is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Gary, Winston Wolf, Direct Line. Your landlord Mike says you wrecked his place.
Wait,
knocking holes in the walls. And all that graffiti? Fancy yourself an artiste?
No.
But it's all covered, Gary. Mike is with Direct Line. They'll cover up to the full amount insured for malicious damage by tenants.
Oh, good. Can I go now?
Oh, no, Gary. Direct Line's looking after Mike, but who's looking after you?
Direct Line Landlord Insurance covers up to the sum insured for malicious damage by tenants. Can your landlord insurance do that? Search Direct Line Landlord. Optional extra qualifying criteria and excess apply. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
TradePoint, we've got a great range of decking, paving and fencing for your landscaping job. Stocked in store, always at low trade prices. Plus, with our range of external paint, we've got everything you need to finish the job. So, why go anywhere else? TradePoint. Trade brands, trade prices, trade only.
The nation decides! Is it red sauce or brown sauce? Burton's Fish and Chips have created two tantalisingly tasty great new British flavours, but only one must prevail. Try our red sauce and brown sauce snacks today and vote for your favourite flavour, bagging the chance to pack it a whopping £10,000. The Great British Battle of the Sauces, red versus brown. Brought to you by Burton's Fish and Chips. Find us on Facebook and vote now.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's delays in Hampshire for the A34 through Headbourne Worthy. It's queuing south towards the Winnall roundabout where it joins the M3. It's partially blocked by a broken down vehicle. Just south of the M5, the A38 Gloucester Road in the Aztec West area of Bristol is blocked south at the Aztec West roundabout. There's been an accident there. Another very busy afternoon for the A40 in Oxford, as well as other routes around the Cutslow roundabout because of the ongoing roadworks. And Liverpool's West Derby Road, the A50-49, has been closed west at its junction with Green Lane because of an accident. I'm Jarena Adams.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
The Brothers Ghoul on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Jovial talk, genial topics, and a general speakeasy presented by two brothers separated in time and space. Until a freak radio scheduling accident brought them together. It's Rich Man, Poor Man Radio, featuring Johnny, the bright one.
Good evening, madam.
And Ash. The other one.
Okay, dumb Ash.
Settle down.
The Brothers Gould.
With me, Johnny Gould, featuring Ash, tonight from 7 on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
18 minutes past 2, good afternoon, Monday afternoon. I am John Holmes. There's Johnny Gould there. Johnny Gould, of course, played our, well, no one's favourite quiz, Paul Rossmaster, at the end of last week, in which he had to... He was the latest celebrity man, or woman, to play a game of Paul Rossmaster, in which his knowledge was tested of and around and about Paul Ross.
Guess who Cornelius had to explain the game Paul Rossmaster to this morning?
Paul Ross. It was very awkward.
Ooh.
His producer. Tell him about that game you play. It's a quiz about Paul Ross. We used to do it about Vernon Kay, and it was Ken Bruce before that, and they liked it. just backpedaling so far.
Stare at you like you were... What? You do a quiz based on what?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, good.
I was like, have you heard it? And he was like, no. I was like...
Good.
Oh, it's just a fun quiz about you. We don't say anything about you.
Oops. Anyway, that's available on the podcast, on our podcast, and all Paul Ross's. I don't know, maybe we could just sneak it on to the end of that one as well. Why not? Not because no one downloads it. My point. So you can find it on our podcast.
He's Paul Ross.
And you'll find that on iTunes, won't you?
iTunes and the Talk Radio website.
And the Talk Radio website, there it is. Reactions coming in this afternoon, by the way. Keep your reactions coming in, 87222.
Start your message with the word Talk.
Or at Talk Radio. And if you've got a reaction, you can react it in this direction, at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
What's coming in, Cornelius?
Yes, ban all murderers has come in.
Yeah, yeah.
And John says that he finds it really difficult not to lie on his CV because it's just so comfortable.
Thanks very much for the show, John. What you were talking about earlier is exactly why I won't buy a wigwam. Television reviews, that's the order of Monday, of course, and the television reviews come courtesy of Cara, our work experience pundit for a Monday. She's a Mundit, and she's got the TV reviews. We've already done Michael, I think. Michael McIntyre's Big Observation, or whatever it's called, and what's the next thing?
The next thing I watched was Boomers.
Boomers.
Which is a half-an-hour sitcom. This was episode 4 of series 2. It's set in a seaside town in Norfolk and follows a few couples in their 60s, including Alison Steadman, who is Pamela from Gavin and Stacey.
Oh, I love that.
And the guy who plays Inspector Japp in Poirot. I can't remember his name.
Okay.
And they...
It's a very mum way of describing who's in the programme.
You know, he was that one in Poirot.
It wasn't in one episode.
it's the level of detail these TV reviews have that I've come to love. That's what it is.
And it follows them as they experience newly retired life. So they're all old friends and they get into various awkward situations with their spouses. And some of the lines are quite humorous, but the storylines are a bit mundane.
Are they?
So there's a charity jumble sale. Mm. One man tries to get his job back at the garden centre. And another man who's got divorced is living in a caravan for
it's
a week.
Very parochial, isn't it? Did you say this was BBC One?
Yes.
I mean, it has got BBC One. That sort of thing written all
it's
over.
Friday, 9:30.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what you would expect. I think we've got a clip of it. Have we got a clip of it?
Great.
This is Boomers from BBC One.
Hurry up, Chubba. We'll start getting lapped by people soon.
Back me up here, John.
Back you up on what?
If we let him buy that static, we'll be coming here every weekend until we're dead.
What's a static?
Caravan with no wheels.
That's a bungalow, isn't it?
Exactly. I mean, who has a spare caravan? That guy, Chris, is clearly nuts. This is a cult, John. We've got to rescue Trevor from a cult.
It's just another caravan.
Just another caravan? That's like saying to a drug addict, oh, it's just another crack pipe. He's reached 65, he's going to blow his pension pot. We've got to stop him doing it.
Oh, that's a clip from something on BBC One. Well, none of it. I mean, we were all sort of looking at each other in here and going, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. All the couples are kind of meant to be funny, and some of the conversations that the women have with each other are relatively funny, but most of the time it doesn't make you laugh out loud, and it's quite predictable. You know that a husband who sneaked off to be a clown at children's parties is going to come and back and be found out, and you know that...
Spoiler alert.
Just, it's not a spoiler, though, because you know it.
I didn't.
Cornelius' IQ doesn't allow him to guess those things.
And you know that... the man is going to get his job back at the garden centre.
It's, so, it's not Game of Thrones, is it?
It's a bit like New Tricks in the sense that it's like the older generation, you laugh at them because they don't quite understand the you know, what's going on in the modern world, but not as good and not as dramatic.
It's like me.
Yeah.
But you can see, I guess it's not for you, is it, really?
It's
aimed at that sort of Friday night, that, you know, if you're in your 50s and 60s, and you're in and you're watching telly, and it's kind of reflective of your, you know, clown slash garden centre-based world that everyone in that, that age shares.
Like my nan,
There are nice moments when they... You know, the fact that they are doing ordinary things like planning a loft conversion means that you laughed at how wrapped up they are in their own lives.
Yes.
So, because they do remind you of real people. So I would say that sometimes it accurately portrays the worries of some people in their 60s, but in order to be a comedy, it needed to be a bit more than real life to make it entertaining.
Try telling that to Michael McIntyre. Oh, I've observed a thing! Oh, look at me, I've observed a thing! What did you make? I mean, overall, then, would you watch it again?
No, I wouldn't watch it again.
Okay, fine. You got another thing?
So, I was going to review one thing,
yes,
but I can't review that anymore.
Okay, fine.
So...
Is it because these celebrities are in it?
No, it's not, actually. It's because it's vaguely political.
Oh, I know. It's about Brexit, and we can't talk about that on broadcasting term during the election period.
Yes.
During the Brexit period, yeah, you're right. So,
I'm not going to talk about that.
Yeah.
So, I racked my brains for something else I've watched this weekend.
Yes.
And, so I went home this weekend, which is near Brighton, and I thought, I'll just go home for the evening to watch a film with my family, have dinner, watch a film, come back.
Yeah.
So I thought, we'll watch Les Miserables, because that's a great film.
Okay. Lovely French pronunciation, by the way.
Thank you. Merci beaucoup.
And
then, so I got the train, and then I was like, Les Mis is quite a long film. I don't think actually I'm going to fit time for this. So by the time I got home, I was like, okay, we'll probably have to watch a shorter film, that's fine. And then we were having dinner. I was like, we're not really going to fit in that because the train was late and everything.
Yeah.
So then I was like, okay, we're going to fit in like an hour-long programme. So we're going to watch The Hour, which is a great programme about news.
The clue is in the name, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, and it's only an hour.
Yeah.
So we're like, okay, great. And then I'm like, okay, I'm going to have to get a train like as soon as it finishes. Should we just watch something half an hour long? It's like, yeah, okay. So we just watched an episode of Friends and then it came home.
So, 22 minutes about the answer.
the lofty ambition at first, Les Mis. I mean, you know, reduced down to which one was it?
It was the one with the screamer with Ben Stiller, where they go and see Joey in the theatre.
Yeah, what a good one.
The one with the French Revolution.
So go on then, tell us all about it.
Yeah, what did you think?
What happened?
Do you want my review?
Yes, please. Yeah.
It was very funny.
Have we got a clip?
I'm sorry, I think you may be in our seats.
No, I don't think so. Can we take a look at your ticket?
Sure. Yep. Yeah, see, this says D13, and...
Oh, well, I thought that,
You thought, huh?
Yeah, well, that didn't really work out too well for it, did you, idiot?
What are you, a moron, huh? It says D13, okay? Look, you're surrounded by even numbers. Does that give you some clue?
Oh, man.
Good episode.
Clip there from Les Mis.
Starring Ben Stiller.
Yeah.
Just before they all die.
Yeah. Spoiler. What did you make of that episode of Friends that's about 25 years old?
Yeah, it was really funny. What was the line you said earlier?
It's got one of my favourite lines in Friends in it, which is step away from the duck. And what was the other one? I can't remember.
When he gets on at the end of the
Oh, because Joey's in a play.
And then you think it's all like a domestic play and he's just having an argument with his partner. Yeah. And then this ladder comes down from above and he gets in a spaceship and he's like, I'm going to go to Block 7 and I'm going to get those fuels.
Alternative fuels. And when you come back, you'll be long dead. But I won't have aged at all.
Yeah. So you've all remembered this is on the radio, right? We're not just discussing an episode of Friends.
We are, though, or something. Was it the best thing you watched on TV this week?
It probably was.
Overall, then, Cara, you know the rules. You have to come up with an average mark for all of those things you've watched. What are you going to give them? I'm thinking Friends is going to put the higher end of this average mark up. But
yeah, I think it's going to bring it up to 7.5.
7.5, this week's television. Thank you, Cara, for Work Experience Punditry. You're listening to Talk Radio. Still to come, we have the big debate, of course, at 3 o'clock this afternoon. Yeah. Drunk people canvassed for their opinions on the week's news. Over the weekend to review the week's news while hammered out of their tiny minds as we interview the people who are drunk on the streets. That's Alco Vox Pops. All coming before 4 o'clock this afternoon.
Talk Radio.
As many as 400 people from Somalia are feared to have drowned trying to cross the Mediterranean. They're believed to have been in four boats which capsized as they tried to get from Egypt to Italy. Judges have ruled an injunction banning a Sunday newspaper from running a story about a celebrity couple can be lifted. But the man involved hasn't been named. He's been given a stay so he can appeal to the Supreme Court. Sun on Sunday editors had argued that the ban should go because the man has been named in articles abroad and his identity can be found online. Media law barrister Christina Mikolos says it's been an interesting case.
If the stay is refused and there isn't a permission to appeal and these people are identified, then the media are going to have a public interest because it's become a different story now. It's not just about that underlying private information. It's now about injunctions, challenge to the rule of law.
Two 14-year-olds, a boy and a girl, have appeared in court charged with the murder of a woman and a girl in Lincolnshire. 49-year-old Elizabeth Edwards and her 13-year-old daughter Katie were found dead at a house in Spalding on Friday afternoon. Anti-EU campaigners are accusing the Chancellor of abusing his position. George Osborne's produced a 200-page Treasury report which claims households would be more than £4,000 a year worse off if there were an outvote in June's referendum. Jan Joss Stone has postponed her tour because her dog is sick. The singer's pulled out of shows in the Caribbean after Missy fell unwell. The weather largely cloudy for England, Northern Ireland and Wales. Many places will be dry, but there'll also be some light outbreaks of rain. Meanwhile, in Scotland, there'll be some sunny spells and scattered showers. Highs of 12 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Thank you.
Did your husband accidentally transfer the contents of your joint account to a Nigerian prince called Trust Me Good Man? Perhaps you bought diet pills on the internet that made you frightened to cough. Or maybe your exotic mail order bride turned out to be a Ukrainian pig farmer called Igor.
When the con is on, you need a man who's on it. Listen to the Radio Hustle with scam-busting supremo Alexis Conran and get the inside track on all the latest swindles, schemes, tricks and traps the fraudsters are using to get their hands on your cash.
Get tipped off, not ripped off. The Radio Hustle with Alexis Conran, enemy of the con man.
Saturday afternoon from 1 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
We will get you talking, specifically drunk people talking on the streets as they're hammered out of their tiny minds. That's to come very shortly in today's edition of Alco Vox Pop. So meanwhile, some of your reaction coming in. What reaction have you got, Cornelius? Who's been reacting?
Oh, well, someone agrees wholeheartedly, someone agrees half-heartedly, yep. And someone else agrees whole pancreasly.
Okay, this just come in from someone called Pidge, just writes, John, I'm livid. If you've got a reaction, then do react it, as you know by now, in this direction, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can use Twitter, at Talk Radio.
Start your message any word you like.
Any word you like. Today, though, it's time for What the People Think, of course, as you know, on a regular basis. By which I mean, you know, every day, weekdays, at around this time. We do go out onto the streets to find out what the people think. Today we've been out, and again, this is the question that most of the nation is asking, so it is up to us to answer it. What do the people think today? Do they think biros or apples?
Apples. Biros.
Biros. Apples.
Biros. Apples.
Biros.
Biros. Apples.
Apples.
Biros.
Biros.
Apples.
Biros. Apples.
Apples.
Biros.
Biros.
Apples.
Biros, apples.
Biros.
Biros,
apples.
Apples.
Biros.
Biros.
Apples.
Biros.
Apples.
Biros.
Biros.
Apples.
Biros, apples.
Biros.
Biros,
apples.
Apples.
Biros.
Biros.
Apples.
Apples.
Biros.
Biros.
Apples.
Biros, apples.
And that's what the people think, biros or apples. If you think either biros or apples, then do get in touch to let us know. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can use Twitter at Talk Radio. Same start your message with the word biros or apples. It is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Afternoon, then. I am John Holmes, and you are listening to Talk Radio. And, hey, look, you, if you're a regular listener, you'll know damn well how friendly and helpful we like to be. And this is where, in our semi-regular feature, we like to kick a Kickstarter up the arse. We like to give a Kickstarter a kick up the arse. Kickstarters that, you know a Kickstarter, you know, an idea factory for mentals, isn't it? It's where you come up with an idea and then you try to get people to, part with coin, their hard-earned coin, in order to help out your ambitions and dreams. I don't know, maybe your big ambition is to write and launch 9/11 the musical, but you've got no backing, so you've got to turn to Kickstarter, and that's fine. A GPS-enabled hairbrush, that could be a thing. Maybe that's, you know, you'd lose the hairbrush, don't you? And you where have I put the hairbrush? I'm always doing it with my own children.
Yeah.
You brush their hair. Where's the hairbrush? Where have you put the hairbrush?
Just check the app.
Check the app. The hairbrush GPS app. It's a good idea. The Serial Killer Panini sticker album. All good ideas, all needing our help. There's another one on the phone now. He's a Kickstarter, a twisted Kickstarter. He's called Michael. He's German. Hello, Michael.
Hi, I'm...
What, pardon?
I'm not German.
Oh, you're not German. I do beg your pardon. That's my assistant, my producer, feeding me false information, Michael. Where are you from, Michael?
Oxford, but in background, my Russian background.
Oh, okay, Russian background. Okay, fine. Oh, good. Okay. Yes, I can see why Cass would have thought that. Anyway, so, Michael, if you would be so kind, talk us through your Kickstarter.
My Kickstarter, it's a kind of part of adventure, because Albert Einstein was a great genius, and he produced a number of very unusual nonsense.
Yes.
And I discovered some kind of nonsense, which could be very confusing for more than my colleague, for physicist, for theorist, for anybody who know Albert Einstein. Because, do you know, some months ago was a great, great discussion about discovery of gravitational wave.
Yes, but I understood that word, yes. Gravitational waves, yes.
Yeah, but unfortunately, Albert Einstein produced kind of beautiful nonsense. In 1915, he produced a question which predicted a gravitational wave. In 1935, he rejected gravitational wave, published a book, Evolution of Physics, published two papers, had a great discussion about gravitational wave, as he suggested, gravitational wave cannot exist at all.
Right, so hang on. So what you're saying is, because what I got out of that was the words gravitational wave. So, Einstein said they didn't exist, right?
Yes, exactly.
Right, and then they were subsequently proved to exist much later.
No. Unfortunately, logic is quite different because it's this kind of political agreement between. It's a very, very expensive project, $1 billion. You must understand. Then the next November, it will be launch LISA space experiment about gravitational waves. The same
gravitational waves.
Yeah. It's the biggest project, $1 billion. But problem is, Albert Einstein in 1915 made prediction. In 1935, he had found mistake, and after this, he never changed his option. Gravitational waves cannot exist.
Right, so
they don't exist.
No, I think that's what he's saying. What's your proposal, Michael? What are you going to do? What's your Kickstarter?
My proposal, of course, I am not a kind of a great dissident or something. I try to save this kind of tradition, because this tradition, this could be difficult today, for example, publish in Europe, in America, in Russia, everywhere, paper against this mainstream. I try to simply to save this tradition of thinking, because in particular in UK, there is a great tradition of this skepticism.
Yes, there is. Yes.
Eddington was the first who suggested that gravitational wave cannot exist. Number two, Mr. Bondi,
gravitational wave,
after Second War, suggested, yes, gravitational wave cannot exist. I simply try to continue this tradition. Tradition, maybe this is a kind of nonsense, because it's very complex matter. It's very, very complex matter.
Yeah, yes, I'm getting that.
And Albert Einstein suggested that in order to make kind of step against me, he suggested many times, you need change geometry. You know, you must make next step and to develop absolutely crazy, absolutely mad geometry. My topic is to make kind of, to collect some of money, to make kind of team.
Yes.
Together with Atius, together with physicists, mathematicians, Oxford is very rich for the kind of people, and to make kind of crazy step in this direction.
How much do you need?
Oh, unfortunately, 5,000.
You need 5,000?
No.
Pounds.
You sold it for me, definitely.
How much have you got so far?
Unfortunately, the £2.
£2. Right. So, okay, fine. And that's with two backers. So they've given £1 each.
Yes, exactly, yeah.
Okay, right, well.
One artist, another gentleman from Rammstein.
From Rammstein?
Exactly.
The band?
Yeah.
The Rammstein, the band, have given you two...
Germany plays.
Oh, fine. I thought you meant the heavy metal band.
I'm sorry, yeah.
That's fine. Well, you know, I mean, if nothing else, I think this has helped you. So I think that what we can say now, if you'd like to help Michael kickstart whatever it was he was saying, then... How do we get in touch with you? Mike, how do we get in touch with you? You've got a Kickstarter page, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So we look at up your Kickstarter page. All the information is there. You need £5,000.
Exactly. I have a very small time. But my strategy is very simple, because mathematically it is impossible to collect per pound.
Yes.
I have a kind of negotiation with people which are some kind of math or some kind of adventure, or kind of people which prefer kind of nonsense or something like that. I suppose maybe last 2-3 minutes somebody can help me.
Mm.
Why not?
Yes, I completely agree. Right, okay, gravitational waves, that is the Kickstarter of Michael. If you'd like to help, then look at the internet. Michael, thanks so much for talking at us this afternoon. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That is Michael. That was Michael on the telephone there. And I've literally no idea what he said. This is Talk Radio. Producer Dave, do you have a question?
Some questions. I was out in the boob listening to that.
Yes. I mean, I like him.
He's very nice.
I mean, I don't know what happened.
I understood the following words. Gravitational.
Yes.
Waves.
Yes.
Kickstarter.
Yes.
Russia.
Rammstein.
Not Germany.
Yes.
Rammstein.
Yes.
Apart from that, you could quiz me and I would fail.
Yes. 100%. I was paying close attention to the interview.
Playing close attention?
Yes. As well as paying close...
as well as paying...
not to talk.
Close attention.
Anyway, and...
So you're playing close attention?
Yes, I was playing close attention. And I've got no idea what he said, as I mentioned there. I mean, well done. But I don't know what he wanted.
I'm going to donate just in case.
Yeah.
Just in case it is
I'm
good.
I'm just reading it on the Kickstarter now.
Yeah, no, I mean, it doesn't make much sense there either, but that's why, the thing is, it's such a complex issue, and he's got £2, so I thought we'd help him out.
Three, no.
There you go. If you're a Kickstarter, and you'd like to have it kicked up the arse a bit, then do get in touch with us for our Help a Kickstarter Get Kicked Up the Arse style feature here on Talk Radio. You can get in touch by just sending us a link to your Kickstarter, and we'll give you a national radio platform. And if you're in any way intelligible, who knows? It could change your fortunes. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Okay. What reactions have we got coming in, Cornelius? I know we've got some. Just for those that may not have heard this before, Talk Radio is the home of reaction. If you've got a reaction or an opinion, then you are very welcome to react it in this direction, as we will take your reactions. The lines are open for reaction and opinion. 87222.
Start your message.
It's the same
as
the one
talk
before.
Yes, it's the same.
Talk Radio. It's the same. We're on Facebook as well.
Facebook.com.
What have you got, Cornelius?
I have had this in. This is a tweet income from at Benjamin's Button's mother.
Yes.
Has said that when she found out she was giving birth to a full grown man, it tore her apart.
I've got one here that's from at man who works at Curry's on Twitter. Just says, TV sets on the wall, hang-ins too good for them. He's written that there.
Yeah.
I've got another one again. This is typical of the Ubergrunts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, hashtag, and that's a hashtag, Ubergrunts there. And one's coming from Jason Donovan. It just says there are too many broken hearts in the world. anything else, Connor?
Only some people will get this, as I said. Well, apparently anorexia is at an all-time high in Nuneaton.
Right. It's coming up to 3:15, and after 3:15, well, there'll be some adverts in the immediate future. Mm. But then, drunk people, this is where we go out at the weekend and talk to drunk people on the streets and canvass them for their opinion on the week's news. We call it Alco Vox Pops, and this week's will be coming next. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio.
Harry, Barry and Gary are the hottest app development team in town. They don't have an office, but they do have eReceptionist. With eReceptionist, they have a London 0207 number, which answers and redirects their calls to their mobiles. And because eReceptionist works to their schedule, if Harry's on a date with Carrie, his calls go straight through to Gary and Barry. Supercharge your image and connect your business from just 30p per day. Try for free at ereceptionist.co.uk. Free trial must be cancelled to avoid charges based on a year's subscription.
Soups, sauces, souffles and marinades aren't a match for diamond paint by Dulux Trade. When food is flung on my walls, then no stains are made. Oh, I could kiss my decorator.
With new stain repellent technology in diamond paints by Dulux Trade, liquid stains become droplets that just wipe clean without scrubbing. Use it and your clients will be singing your praises. Pick up a tin at your local merchant. Dulux Trade. It's your reputation.
Over the last 5 years, I've learned that if I put my mind to something, I can actually do it. I've learned I can still impress my teenage daughter. I've learned that confidence is something you can get back. And I've actually learned that I am cleverer than I thought I was.
The most important thing you'll learn at the Open University is what you're capable of. To find out more, search for OU Life Changing Learning.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
A lane is blocked on the M3 southbound by a broken down van at junction 4A for Farnborough. Lane 1 out of 3 is blocked, but traffic is coping well, luckily, so it's not causing delays yet. The M25 clockwise, the barrier repairs continue. Junction 5 through to Clackett Lane services, heading away from junction 5 with the M26. Again, traffic is doing okay so far. And if your journey takes you onto the M5 southbound through Somerset, one lane is closed. There's some kind of problem there. Junction 22 to 23 with very slow traffic on the approach. I'm Nick Arkell.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Late Night, Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
A differently interesting nocturnal emissions from a legend of late night radio.
My name's Ian Lee. I'm on at 10 o'clock at night. We're going to have singers. We're going to have dancers. We're going to have naked pets. Just listen and see what happens.
Late night conversation worth losing sleep over.
Late Night, Ian Lee.
On air and off the leash.
tonight from 10 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I am John Holmes. Hello and good afternoon to you. It is just coming up to 10 to 3. After 3 o'clock, of course, don't forget there will be the big debate on the radio about something in the news. But the thing is, the news is quite complicated, isn't it? I don't know whether you're familiar.
John.
Have you ever seen the news, Dave?
I caught a glimpse of it once, yeah.
Yes.
A rare sighting.
Cornelius, have you ever...
No, I've seen videos of it.
Yeah. Well, the thing is about the news, though, it is quite complicated.
Well, that's the thing, because I can't get my head around it.
Well, allow me to help, because here's where we simplify the news in the afternoons on Talk Radio by presenting it in the form and the medium and the style of the Japanese poetry. It's five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Peace climb statues, protesting damaged air by damaging statues.
It's the news in haikus. So, good afternoon. Don't forget, you can keep your reactions coming in as well. You can bring the reactions to us. Knock them on our virtual door, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That talk radio. Facebook. And of course, a big debate yesterday at 3 o'clock. And after that, the mystery voice quiz as well. I think this after the return of the fiendishly difficult mystery voice quiz. So, all that's still to come. As long as the diversity paper review. Why are you waving a paper at me?
Oh, did you finish what you're going to say? And then I'll
I was just going to say, along with the diversity paper review.
Okay, is that it? You done?
Yep.
I've got a bit of paper for you, John.
Oh.
What is it?
It's been handed down to us from the bosses on high.
Is it?
Yes. Would you like to make a guess at what it is?
Is it the written down names of the celebrities involved in the injunction?
No, because you've written down those yourself.
I have. Here they are, look, again. For those who missed the names of the two celebrities involved in the injunction. They lifted the injunction, but we still can't name the celebrities?
No, we can't, John.
And why is that? Oh,
because it's pending an appeal, John.
But I don't find them very appealing.
Oh, jeez. Yep. Well, yeah, rehearse that.
No, anyway, here they are. Here's the names of the celebrities.
No, don't.
Written down. I'm going to rub the name. I've written them down with Blue Biro. Both of them, and I'm gonna rub them again against the microphone.
I've told you before not to rub things on the microphone.
Rubbing the names of the celebrities on the microphone. How'd you like that in your injunction? Anyway, what bit of paper have you got?
Oh, so this is a bit of paper that you have to read out, but don't forget. So this is what's called in radio a live read.
Oh God, not these.
And we've yet to have one here at Talk Radio. We used to have them fairly regularly at our old station, didn't we?
Radio X.
And. We've not had one yet here at Talk Radio.
No.
But it looks like the live read
I despise them.
Machine has just kicked in. They've just been warming it up over the last 3 weeks. And now...
So explain what it is. It's like a promotional...
So a live read's like a message that the station bosses would like you to get across to the listeners.
Yes. Listeners is optimistic.
Well, you know, so... And then you have to take the information on the page, and usually what they'd like you to do is
correct.
Sort of put it into your own words, make it fun. Just get the message across.
They actually, the thing is, when I get emails with this stuff on,
yeah,
like they actually write that as well. Mm. They actually go. Here's this live read you got to do,
yeah.
But do put it in your own words and make it fun.
Yes,
and make it sound like it's sincere.
Yeah, like you mean it.
Yeah,
yeah, which you do not, do you?
No,
you hate them.
Yep,
but that's fine. So when we go back on the radio in a minute,
yeah,
I'll give you the bit of paper,
yep,
and then you can read it out. Okay,
fine. Let me know when we're back on. Count me in.
I think there should be some ads playing now. So once the ads finish. Okay. We'll do that.
Yeah, fine.
And then
yeah,
I'll give you a...
Is it the one about where the trade go?
I think we all know where the trade goes.
I would like it to go.
Three, two...
Is it the one about chicken madras as well?
I'm going to still be on three, two... Well, I'm back on.
Good afternoon, you're listening to Talk Radio. It is 8 minutes to three. I'm John Holmes. Going on holiday?
No.
Yes.
On the move?
Sort of.
No.
Sitting at the bus stop. Who wrote this?
I am.
No.
Then make sure you download the... Shall I do it in a voice? Join it in a sort of presenting sort of ad voice.
Yeah, but we're now on the radio, John, so...
It's fine, it's fine. Okay. Do it. Yeah. Going on holiday. That sort of thing? Well, how do you want it? How do you want it?
Less weird.
Okay. Fewer. Are you going on holiday?
Better. Soothing.
On the move?
No.
Sitting at a bus stop?
No, I'm in the studio.
You're not going to answer it. It's rhetorical.
What does that mean?
Then make sure you download the Talk Radio app now. Listen live 24/7, whether it's Paul Ross... Oh, dear. Whether it's Paul Ross in the morning or Ian Lee. That's fine. That's good. Ian Lee's unique late-night musings. The Talk Radio app is the best way to keep tabs on everything from... Well, I mean, is the Talk Radio app the best way to keep tabs on everything? I mean...
Well...
Not everything.
No, that's probably the news...
I mean, it's not the best way to keep tabs on, you know.
Train delays.
Yeah.
Or whether your wife is cheating on you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or latest tweets.
Yeah.
Or Instagram.
Right, let's change. Let's change. Okay. Talk Radio app is the best way to keep tabs on everything, as long as everything includes politics and celebrity culture, delivered with intelligence, humour. Let's cross Julia off that one. Julia Hartley, humorous. Humorless. And passion. Visit talkradio.co.uk for more details on how to listen, or go to your provider's app store to download it today. Make sure you don't miss a thing. In the words of Aerosmith.
Is that what it says?
No, I added that bit. Like you said, to bring some colour to it.
Oh, yeah.
I meant myself.
I meant add good stuff, but that's fine. You can add your stuff if you want.
Is that right? Have I done it now? Is that it?
Oh, yeah, very good.
What's the time? Because I have to let Laurie know what time you read that.
It's 14:54.
Okay, I'll just...
I think I did it justice.
Yeah. Very well done, John.
Thanks, mate. Still to come, the big debate after 3 o'clock. If you like a big debate, then the big debate... is the place to find the big debate. It'll be after 3 o'clock this afternoon. However, there's a small matter of drunk people. I'd like you to listen to drunk people. This is a feature we like to call Alco Vox Pops. It's like Vox Pops. You're familiar with the notion of a Vox Pop. Of course, you go out on the street and you ask a person their opinion. It's their voice. It's the population. It's a Vox Pop. It's popular opinion. What we like to do is do it late at night when people are falling out of clubs and bars or hammered out of their tiny minds, all drunk and weird and mental. So, we call it Alco Vox Pops. Out on the streets, canvassing people for their opinions on the previous week's news while they're drunk. Here's what happened this weekend.
Dolmio sauce is death in a jar, although legally it isn't. Discuss.
I think it's f***ing great. I think we should eat sugar all the time. Pile them into you. The more tomatoes and sugar, it's f***ing mighty.
I eat that every day. I can't believe this. It's my life. It's my bread. What I do, right, is I open a back of Dolmio and I just dip nachos into it every day. Don't get me wrong, it's the nicest thing in the world.
It's for people that aren't very bright, who have no love of food, and no souls.
Quite like Dolmio sauce. It's all tomatoey and stuff. I thought it was one of my five a day.
The Queen, Her Majesty the Queen, has two birthdays. How do you feel about that?
I think she should have five birthdays, because she does so much for the country, bringing it up. She's lived so long. Why not? You know, she's lived long enough. We should be celebrating every other month that she's alive, because she might just pop off any second now.
I think we all have two birthdays, really. We have a name day, and then we have our own birthday in some other countries, like in Spain and in Poland and whatnot. But going back to the Queen's point of view, well, you know, she's the Queen. Of course she's going to have two birthdays. So whatever, you know, a happy day is to her. She can afford it. I can't afford two birthdays.
I'm good with it. In fact, I don't even need a birthday. I'm too old to care.
Sorry, excuse me, can I just ask you a question? Glastonbury could move to a different place. The speculation that by 2026 it could be on the moon. Opinion?
Yay, Glastonbury!
Well, that'd be pretty crap because I wouldn't be able to afford to go to the moon. If they could go to Ireland now, that'd be much better. Much better. Much better.
Be on the Mars, mate! What are you talking about, the moon? The moon's nothing. The moon's nothing now. Mars is the next place to go. You know what? That cloud cities above Venus, that's where we should be living, because that's where we are going in the moment. Mars, the moon, cloud cities above Venus.
And that's why you shouldn't ask drunk people for their opinions on the week's news. So we'll do it again next week. Alco Vox Pops on Talk Radio. The big debate is coming next. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Listen, phone, talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Rivalries, rebellions and battles. War has been waged for the Iron Throne, which you can get with the new season of Game of Thrones from just £20 a month when you join Sky TV with the original bundle. And get a free 32-inch LG TV so you can see every battle and every betrayal. Seize your chance by April 21st. Search Sky Bundles. Sky. Believe in better.
Direct debit subject to status. Upfront £10 standard setup. Minimum contract and further terms apply.
Van Buster, now on. Green feather edge boards, just £6 a pack. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade Point members only. Trade Point!
An extra £5 billion is to be set aside by banks for missold PPI. If you haven't claimed already, claim now. Don't have the time or worried you've lost paperwork? Let PPI Claim Back do it all for you. We can check whether you've had PPI, and if you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. We've won £337 million for our customers. Text PPI to 80039. Text PPI to 80039 now.
Space. It's all around us. An infinite vastness. Extraordinary dimensions beyond the realm of human understanding.
Oh, you! Get out the back of my van!
Oh, sorry.
You're loads better off with a Vauxhall Movano, the large van with the impressive payload. Now even more impressive with free sat-nav, parking sensors and air conditioning. Retail customers only. Order by June 30th. T's and C's and exclusions apply. See your Vauxhall retailer for details.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. It is exactly, and I'm going to say precisely 3 o'clock. Hello, I'm John Holmes. Talk Radio. Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, hundreds die trying to reach Europe. Judges lift a celebrity injunction and Ronnie Corbett's laid to rest.
Talk Radio.
It's feared as many as 400 people have died in the Mediterranean trying to reach Europe. The Italian president says four boats capsized as they tried to cross from Egypt. Most of those on board are thought to have been Somali. A Sunday newspaper has been given the go-ahead to run a story about a celebrity couple after having been banned through a court injunction. The person involved hasn't been named yet, though. Talk Radio's Alex Dibble's been at the Court of Appeal.
We know him as PJS. We know he's married, has children, and is in the entertainment industry. But news outlets in England and Wales have been barred from naming him because of an injunction. Lord Justice Jackson lifted it, but said it's so likely PJS will appeal again, there should be a stay until Wednesday.
The effect of that stay is that the injunction will remain in force until then.
If PJS does appeal, the Supreme Court will then decide the case.
Two 14-year-olds have been remanded into secure youth accommodation after appearing in court charged with murder. The boy and girl are accused of killing 49-year-old Elizabeth Edwards and her 13-year-old daughter Katie in Spalding. A jealous husband has been jailed for life for beheading his wife. 69-year-old Dempsey Nibbs' lawyer says he's likely to die behind bars because of his ill health. He's been ordered to serve at least 21 years in prison for murdering Judith Nibbs at their flat in East London 2 years ago. The Chancellor has been putting the case for the UK to remain in the EU in existing households will be thousands of pounds worse off. A Treasury analysis also suggests there'd be lower wages, higher prices, along with less trade and investment. George Osborne says campaigners who want to leave the European Union need to explain themselves.
What I don't think you can claim is that somehow Britain can have its cake and eat it, that we'd have all the benefits of EU membership without the costs and obligations. That's not credible.
supporters of the UK leaving the EU think the government's forecasts are wrong. Japanese researchers say a three-day working week is the best way to keep workers' brains sharp once they reach 40. They claim a part-time job is the best balance between stimulating the brain and giving it stress. And stars of British television have paid their respects at the funeral of Ronnie Corbett, who died last month aged 85. Four candles burned at the back of the altar as the comedian's life was remembered at the church in South London. Rob Brydon, who was there, says he'll be missed.
I got loads of happy memories of him. I mean, I was surprised and delighted when we became friends. I'd never anticipated that, and he was always so kind to me. It was a delight.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Largely cloudy for England, Northern Ireland and Wales. Many places will be dry but with some light outbreaks of rain. Meanwhile, Scotland will see some sunny spells and scattered showers and highs of 12 degrees.
Thanks very much, Victoria. 3 minutes past three, and now the sport live from a fun fair.
Good afternoon, I'm Toby Gillis. Jamie Vardy faces an anxious wait to find out if he'll have an extended Barclays Premier League ban after his angry reaction to being sent off for Leicester against West Ham yesterday. The second yellow card he received in the game was for diving. Vardy angrily confronted ref John Moss over the decision. Former referees chief Keith Hackett says Moss's performance left much to be desired.
He started off his performance by cautioning Vardy. It wasn't a caution, in fact, one could argue it was hardly a careless foul for which a free kick was rewarded. But to hunt for yellow, he then set the trail going for what was a disastrous afternoon.
Tonight, Leicester's gap at the top could be reduced to 5 points as Tottenham go to Stoke. Mario Balotelli, who's on loan from Liverpool at AC Milan, says he doesn't want to return. The Italian insists, "I want to stay at Milan. I was never happy at Liverpool." And Ronnie O'Sullivan is into the second round of the World Snooker Championship after beating qualifier David Gilbert 10-7 at the Crucible, but he didn't turn up for his media duties post-match and could be fined. That's your latest sports news, powered by Talk Sport.
Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, it is Talk Radio. And it's 4 minutes past 3 o'clock. That was the news, of course, live from a fun fair. So the big stories, of course, all day, every day on Talk Radio, and the story that everybody is talking about this afternoon is that a school in Bedfordshire has been criticised for making students wear their target A-level exam grades around their necks. Critics saying the scheme adds to the stress of exam. This is the story that everyone... And there's not a soul in Britain not talking about that at the moment. And of course, what it's done is led to I guess I'm going to call it an outpouring of fury. That's the only way to describe this. Because I've got Edwin. Edwin is on the phone, and he's very much for the notion of necks. Am I right, Edwin? You're happy with necks as they are?
Absolutely, John, absolutely. I think necks are sort of one of the fundamental parts that makes us human. I mean, think of all the things you need a neck for. It's a vital function, you know.
Yeah.
The pulse is there. You can gossip about the size of someone's Adam's apple if there's a neck involved. You're nodding. Try being sassy without the use of neck muscles. It's just too much. We need them.
Okay, well, hold that thought, because I know on the other line, on line 19, is Stephen. Stephen's very much... You're against necks, Stephen.
I'm not a fan, John. Not a fan of the neck. I think it's slightly overrated.
Yeah.
I think, you know, in this day and age, surely we should have evolved past necks.
Yeah.
I mean, certainly have.
Yeah, well, I mean, what have you got in place of it?
I'm just quite a fat man, John.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think it's just a chub of my many chins.
Yeah. Well, that's the answer. I mean, think about it the other way as well, because, as you know, there is a successful head joined straight onto body area. I mean, here, because think of Sandy Toksvig is what I'm thinking of, because her head just is on her shoulders, isn't it? She's got there's nothing in between there, and it works for her.
Absolutely. I mean, the song is head, shoulders, knees and toes, isn't it? It's not neck.
No. No, it's not. It certainly isn't. It's saying, he's saying, Edwin, that it's not neck.
Well, I mean, I could think of plenty of other songs that involve neck. One, beginning neck, back, you know. we could debate the use of the songs. And as for Sandy Toksvig, yeah. I mean, let's go. She is the sort of exception. She proved that in rare occasions you can do well without a neck. CeeLo Green being another.
Yes.
But, you know, the thing is, the neck, she would only benefit from a neck if she did have one. I mean, the thing Sandy Toksvig has missed out on not having a neck, such as presenting the news quiz in a scarf, for example.
Yeah.
You know, she has lived a sheltered, stifled life without the neck. And it's truly sad. I mean, people can get on with it. If you don't have one, I understand people don't just totally give up on life, but it's got to be hard.
Yeah, okay. What about the, you know, people are talking this afternoon about this and just saying it's a waste of piping. And that's something you'd agree with, Stephen, in Sevenoaks, isn't it? It's a waste of piping in the neck.
I think so. I think I can think of many other places that I'd rather pipes.
Yeah.
Just, you know, legs.
Yes,
I think you know, really make us bounce a bit more with a bit of leg piping.
Yeah,
that's what I'm going to campaign for.
So you think what should happen then? And very much what you'd advocate is the taking of the piping out of the neck, which is the wind piping, but putting that perhaps grafting that into legs just for a bit more sort of I guess air bounce in the legs.
I think so. I think that would be obvious.
What would you do with the tonsils?
I don't think we really use them. Isn't that like the appendix now?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not a doctor. I feel like I only should point that out.
Yeah.
But I think we can live without them.
Edwin, let me bring you back in on this.
I feel that just, you know, the fact that Steve is even involved in this debate proves the usefulness of having a neck, because his voice box is there. It's engaging me in this debate.
Yeah.
He needs it there. I mean, listen, if DJ Rashid must be straining neck veins in her grave over this, we've had anti-neck people for years now. You know, it hasn't gone away ever since the, you know, vampire panics of the Victorian era.
That's right.
You know, luckily, that people quickly realised there that getting rid of necks wasn't the answer. They just grew a deep mistrust of people with Eastern European accents. Yeah. And it's a tradition that stayed till today.
That's right.
People, this latest, you know, slated growing fad, for anti-neck fad, it's just a phase. And Steve, as well as everyone else listening, will one day realise we were complete idiots to think no to necks.
Would it put a stop? This is a, we're getting a lot of texts in about this, as you can imagine. But would it put a stop to necking drinks, which in turn would lead to a healthier society if we didn't have a neck?
I can't see that, John. I think people would just, you know, be saying they chinned it down. You know,
yeah.
Whatever there was on there, however you fuse the head to the shoulders, we'd come up with a new slang term. Drinking, you know, people would drink to forget the horror of losing their necks.
Yeah.
More so, I believe.
Yeah, what do you think, Stephen? I mean, you're very anti-neck, I know, and I just wonder, you know, is that right? The British public would just come up with a new word for it?
I'm not sure, really. I mean, I like a sherry as much as the next man, yeah. But I don't see how it really affects my neck. As I said, I don't really have one. Can I bring up a point about that Evan suggested about, he called us anti-neck people, which is a very, very derogatory term.
Yes.
And it's actually person of lack of neck.
Well, I'm not interested in your terms. You don't get to set the terms when you're against necks. I think, you know, neck is something that people need and believe in, and I'm using it right now. I'm straining my neck in anger. It's all coming out in my neck. You can tell so much about a person from their neck, and obviously,
he's just trying
to hide something. He's just trying to hide something. He's covering the neck. You know, he's getting rid of the neck because he doesn't want people to see he's a no-veiny idiot.
Oh, Edwin, I really didn't want to say this, but I'd like you to wind your neck in.
Mate, exactly. You've just proved it there. You wouldn't be able to say that. You wouldn't be able to say that if there wasn't such thing as a neck. And I'm going to stick my neck out and say you were waiting for me there. You were waiting for me. And I don't care that I slung my neck straight into your comeback path. The neck is needed. You know, I have seen it personally, okay? I'm pleased that Sandy Toksvig's got over it. I'm pleased that CeeLo's got over it. Yeah. But I knew a boy when I was growing up, and he had no neck, and he would drive around on one of those little scrambler motorbikes, and his name was John Eck, and people called him Ecky No Necky, and it was horrible. And I'm not proud of myself, John. I joined in with those names as well, but he could not do a wheelie. He didn't have the muscles in his neck to help him lift the bike up, and it was so sad to see.
It is sad. Well, this is the problem, isn't it? Because it's neckist, for a start. I want to bring in the notion of giraffes, because this is important, isn't it? Now, what the hell would an animal be if I mean, are we talking... This is to you, Stephen, first, but talking taking necks out of the animal kingdom as well, because that's going to make a big difference to safaris.
I personally don't believe in giraffes. I've never seen one in the flesh, so maybe I'm not the correct person to comment.
Nonsense. I mean, you know, the neck is clearly a pivotal part of evolution. You look at nature's greatest predator, the snake. It's all neck. It's just a face with a very long neck. You need these creatures, these necks. A giraffe. Well, it would be nothing but a confused deer without that neck. And I think, Steve, you know, he needs to give up on this silly notion that we can just get by without necks.
Yeah.
And face facts that he is. I don't care what special term he wants. He's anti-neck, he's anti-giraffe, he's anti-snake. Like, how far does it go? Nectarines? Has he got a problem with them? Well, how far? Where do you draw the line, John? Where do you draw the line? Well, it's insane.
It's a good point. Where do you draw the line, Stephen? I mean, nectarines?
Nectarines, yeah. Partial to one every few months.
But if you think about it, a nectarine is very different. If you take the neck out, it's a terrine, and that's a very different thing. That's like a coarse passé, and that's very different to a nectarine, which is a
terrines,
fruit,
mate.
Isn't it? It's very different to the fruit. We've talked about scarves. You mentioned scarves, but Stephen, if we go down your route and we ban necks, we're putting the tie industry out of work here. I mean, that is you know, this stretches all the way back to whenever ties were invented, and that is, and what are you saying? These people just out on the street?
Well, I'm not sure, because I think you need to move with the times, and I think in the 1980s, people started fashioning ties around their heads, such as an office man at a disco. They started removing the tie. They were ahead of their game, and putting it around the head in a sort of comic Rambo fashion.
Yes,
I do. Well, what about necklaces? Stephen, what about necklaces? Are you the one who's going to go into that year 7 class and tell little Susan, no, you can't wear your mum's dead necklace, you're going to have to wrap it around your ankle twice or something?
Yeah.
And, you know, because we're taking your neck. Are you the one, you going to tell it? Because I'm not. I'm certainly not doing it. It's appalling.
Stephen,
I'm just flabbergasted that he'd bring up my dead wife, really. It's, shocking.
Well, mate, you're asking for it. I mean, I told you I got a temper. Now, look, I told you it could get personal.
We need to,
and it happened,
gentlemen. Just let's keep it civil. Final points, really, from both of you. Where would we move love bites on chavs to?
I've always been a advocate of the navel.
Same question to you, Edwin.
Well, I'd keep them where they are. They're perfectly happy. Perfectly happy where they are.
Fine.
It's a great signifier of those type of person. You know, bus journeys are going to become far more of a gamble if you can't see those sign of marks, you know, clearly visible.
Gentlemen, we must go to get some text and reaction on this. Final word from one of you, from each of you in turn, to sum up the debate on next. First of all, Edwin, final word.
Snood.
Stephen in Sevenoaks, final word on necks.
No.
And then we must leave that debate. If you've got an opinion on necks, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk. or you can tweet.
At Talk Radio on Twitter. Start your message with whatever,
whatever
word you like.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment. Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Harry, Barry and Gary are the hottest app development team in town. They don't have an office, but they do have eReceptionist. With eReceptionist, they have a London 0207 number, which answers and redirects their calls to their mobiles. And because eReceptionist works to their schedule, if Harry's on a date with Carrie, his calls go straight through to Gary and Barry. Supercharge your image and connect your business from just 30p per day. Try for free at ereceptionist.co.uk. Free trial must be cancelled to avoid charges based on a year's subscription.
Get it straight from Selco.
It's where the
trades
go. Get a real deal from Selco Builders Warehouse on a wide range of trades quality building products. In April, get a real deal on a 7.5-litre tub of Crown Trade White or Magnolia Vinyl Matte Emulsion for only £11.99 excluding VAT. Now that's a real deal. See even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcovw.com.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trades go.
Gary, Winston Wolf, direct line. Your landlord Mike says you wrecked his place.
Wait,
knocking holes in the walls. And all that graffiti? Fancy yourself an artiste?
No.
But it's all covered, Gary. Mike is with direct line. They'll cover up to the full amount insured for malicious damage by tenants.
Oh, good. Can I go now?
Oh, no, Gary. Direct Line's looking after Mike, but who's looking after you?
Direct Line Landlord Insurance covers up to the sum insured for malicious damage by tenants. Can your landlord insurance do that? Search Direct Line Landlord. Optional extra qualifying criteria and excess apply. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's long delays reported on the A27 Arundel Road in Worthing, east towards Offington Corner. There's a closure of Long Furlong, which was suspected the reason for those delays. Somerset southbound M5 is down to two lanes because of an incident between 22 at Burnham-on-Sea and 23 at Bridgewater North. There's reports that if you're heading into Lincoln on the A57 Norman Street, it's partially blocked by an accident at the A15 Cannock Road. Queues on Derbyshire's eastbound A50 through Foston because of a breakdown near Junction 6. With better news in Liverpool, the West Derby Road has reopened. I'm Gerina Adams.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley Brewer. Join the Fleet Street firebrand who isn't afraid to shoot from the lip. Supercharged current affairs debate and electrifying opinion with Julia Killer Jewels. Hartley Brewer.
Radio that demands a reaction.
Mid-mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Your one-stop shop for debate about the stories that everyone's talking about.
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. It is Talk Radio. 20 minutes past 3 o'clock. Some of your reactions coming in then about the big neck debate. Should we keep necks or should we get rid of necks entirely, just move the head down a bit because it's a waste of piping? Just move the head directly onto the shoulders. Do we actually need the neck? Cornelius, what? I know it's emotive, as I say, but what's coming in?
At Neckerchief, Killer Neck Salesman has said... He said we're putting the livelihood of himself on the line. And someone else has said, typical, it's one rule for us and another rule for necks.
Yeah, I've so got this coming in saying, what about the the vampires that would actually be put out of work? Real British and other European vampires, redundancies in the area of fictional mythical beasts. This is set to run and run. You've got another one there, did you?
Yeah. Tom has said, for me, necks have to go. I mean, look at all the terrible things that have happened on Necker Island.
So, if you have an opinion on whether or not we should keep necks, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or at Talk Radio on...
Start your message with the word neck.
Then it is time for the diversity paper review. Now, if you're a regular listener, you'll know that we are the most diverse show, I'm going to say, in the world, on any medium. For we have a diversity paper review each day reviewed by a different diversity. You heard today's diversity coughing there, for she's not well. Hello, Zina, how are you?
Hello.
Oh, dear.
So not good.
Dear, no. Reminders which diversity you are.
I am Nigerian.
Excellent. Good diversity. Yep. So, you've been reading the papers, and I know you're not well. I know you're... Did you say you got a bunged up nose?
Yeah, bunged up nose, cough, everything.
So on and so forth.
I think I'm just getting flu.
All right. Well, I'm glad you brought it in here. Thanks very much. Yeah. What's in the papers today?
So, in the papers today, we have migrants. We're going to be talking migrants.
Yes.
We've got George Osborne talking about the EU.
Yes.
And we've got Jeremy Hunt talking about the junior doctors.
Okay, where do you want to start? Migrants?
Yeah, I'm going to start with migrants. So, the Daily Express have decided to print a story saying that Britain has too many migrants, according to the...
That's an odd view for the Express.
Yeah,
isn't it?
I know, they're normally so sort of middle of the road.
Who would have thought that the Express would come down on that side?
Yeah.
Apparently it's a vote by voters, so 7 in 10 voters have said that...
Of Daily Express readers,
exactly.
Is that per chance?
Mm. Mm. Well, I wonder where they've got that opinion
interesting.
From.
Interesting.
Mm, that's interesting. Where have they found these people?
Yeah.
Yeah, so apparently it might be... Well, the paper said that it might be a poll to boost the crusade in the exit of the EU. So, yeah.
Well, it's an interesting thing. You know, whenever newspapers do these sort of polls that happen to align with the politics of whichever newspaper it is, you know, one does begin to smell a rat. Let's be honest, you've never got a newspaper coming out and just going, you know, the Daily Mail have never just simply gone, we've done a poll, we love foreigners.
Yeah, it turns out.
It's never happened, has it?
Yeah.
It's funny that. The Guardian have never done a poll where you get people going, no, I think climate change is nonsense. It's never happened. It's just, they just agree with the agenda. That's how newspapers work, isn't it?
I thought it was rather funny reading that article.
Well, it was a slow news day, I suppose, really, wasn't it? Again today,
and it's been a bit dry this weekend.
And the Express know that at the end of the day, they put that on their front page, they're going to sell the paper to the people that agree with them. It's
a whole 10p per paper.
Is it only 10p?
Yeah, it's only 10p.
What, the Express?
Yeah,
this is a bit more interesting news.
A bit overpriced,
yeah. I mean, I'm not going to pay for it, but I'm sure someone else will.
They're fine, good. Other newspapers are available,
yeah.
Just keeping it balanced.
They are. The Guardian, I'm not sure how much that costs, though.
It costs the earth
and a half.
The Guardian. Let's not go away from that. So how many people they say believe this to be too many migrants?
7 in 10.
That's a majority view.
So 7 out of 10 people are migrants.
No.
Oh.
Listen to the story.
7 out of 10
people think there are too many.
Yeah, I think.
Oh,
too many.
Okay.
Too many migrants.
Too many migrants.
Oh, yeah. Fair enough.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's what it said. But as you say, it's kind of Daily Express reader, so that's kind of how we sort of throw that together. I mean, where did they do this survey? Do we know?
Their own poll.
Well, there you go. Yeah.
So,
but that means that 3 out of 10 Daily Express readers don't agree with the Daily Express. So what are they
doing?
What are they doing reading it?
Yeah, it's probably me.
Big Princess
Diana. That's true, because you did have to. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You did have to read it. Yeah, yeah.
But I didn't vote.
You really reckon 30% of all the people who read the Daily Express? Of people who are reviewing papers on digital radio that day.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Yeah, yeah. Well, it's like they say at the BBC, don't they? The Guardian is the most read newspaper at the BBC. Hence, it has a left-wing bias. That's what they say, according to a survey done in an opposing newspaper. Anyway, what else we got?
Okay, so George Osborne has said that the Brexit would lead to NHS cuts. So, you know, it could be more propaganda, it might not be, it just might just be an opinion that he's got, but apparently it will lead us to having to being £4,300 worse off. So, you know, we don't know whether or not we should say bye-bye to our European cousins or not, but, you know, he just stated the facts, apparently.
That's the thing. Both sides have to have their, you know, and as we know, we're in the period of the
of
Brexit, so we're not going to express an opinion. That's not our job anyway.
No.
But obviously, both campaigns are now full on expressing their opinions. And that's so what we're going to get over the next few weeks through to June is a drip feed of differing opinions from both sides of the Brexit camp, in or out. So that's how it's going to work. So we might as well just get used to it.
Yeah.
You know, because you'll read one thing one day and the next thing another day, and it will just continue like that right up until voting day. So that's just how it's going to
work. Yeah, he said that the economy might shrink by 6%, but it's not actually, unless we actually leave the EU, we won't actually know whether or not.
Yeah, well, exactly. And then again, it may not, hence balance. what's your next story?
The next story is, according to The Guardian, the junior doctor strike... is going to be happening for the fifth time on the 25th and 26th yes. of April. And Jeremy Hunt has decided to change his tactics with what he's been saying to the press and to his other cabinet ministers, saying that he might not necessarily be able to impose the junior doctors' contracts.
Really? Because this is, he was adamant that yeah. this was going to be the case, wasn't he?
So. The front of the Guardian. So, yeah, pretty interesting story. So we're going to see how that kind of lays
yes,
out.
Yes, I mean, it is interesting, the Jeremy Hunt junior doctors' battle, isn't it? Because both sides were not going to give any ground on this, I think.
Yeah.
It's fair to say. So you're saying, yeah, like you don't know what I'm talking
well,
about.
Well, I don't want to really join in.
Why?
Oh, I just don't really care.
You don't care about the doctors?
I mean, yeah, fair play. I just want it to continue as normal.
Well, I want to be there when you're taken in to the emergency.
Well,
and then a junior doctor
really?
Won't
yeah.
be able to help you because they don't have enough sleep.
Fortunately, it's a really good time to be healthy at the moment because there aren't as many doctors working. And I'm one of those people, so I'm not really bothered.
You're ill, Zena, though, aren't you? So, you know.
I'm ill. I'm a little bit ill as well. So.
It's into you.
I need a doctor.
You don't stand a chance.
No.
But no, I think it's interesting that Jeremy Hunt is now. Is that a classic case, though? Because this happens a lot, doesn't it, in politics? So you get people just going, well, I'm not going to, you know, move on this. This is absolutely my opinion. This is the line of the government. This is what we're going to do. And then someone behind the scenes goes, yeah, you can't actually do that. Well, I'm just gonna rethink that and turn that round and change my mind a bit.
Why don't they just not sign the contracts?
And then
that's how contracts work. Happen? Just don't
or just
sign them.
Just change it a little bit, but then
what? Just with Byron? Yeah. I've done that before. I've done that before.
Have
yeah.
you?
Yeah, with your freelance contract that you get, that you know, you might, you know, I don't really agree with that.
Yeah. You just scribble it out and then sign it.
Literally, scribble it out, right, amend it by hand, and then sign it, because technically, then both sides, because if the other party doesn't notice.
That is not legal.
Well, you say that, but he's never let me down yet.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to do that next time I'm signing a contract.
I'm supposed to do this show from 12 till 5, but I'll just wait 1 till 4. And no one noticed.
Good decision.
Thanks very much.
That's pretty good.
What else have you got? Any more? No?
Okay, yeah. I've got one quite funny one. Oh. Well, not that funny. It's just like the front of the Daily Star, and it's just Katy Perry gets lippy, and that.
Well, she's bought some lipstick.
It's just her in a bright yellow and pink top. And she's putting on some pink lipstick and it says, Katy Perry gets lippy.
And that's it.
And that is the story. Quite literally, that is the story.
Great. thank you for bringing that to our attention. That's Zena with today's diversity paper review. I hope you feel...
Thanks. Yeah. I think I just needed some sleep and like...
A bit peaky.
Yeah. A bit pale.
Good. Cornelius, some more reactions coming in.
Yes.
I understand. Yes.
Yes. Things can only get better. That's coming from D. Ream.
Yeah.
And life is about love, last minutes and lost evenings is coming from Frank. It's all right to say things can only get better. You haven't lost your brand new sweater has come in from Sultans of Ping.
Thanks very much. If you've got an opinion on anything at all, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Because it's a reaction and you can react it in this direction on talk radio and Twitter.
Start your message with the word hate.
And we're on Facebook as well.
Yes, facebook.com.
Yes, it's a mystery voice quiz coming up in the next half an hour. Ahead of that, look, Victoria's got some news.
Talk radio.
Judges have ruled an injunction banning a Sunday newspaper from running a story about a celebrity couple can be lifted, but the man involved hasn't been named. He's been given a stay so he can appeal to the Supreme Court. Christina Mikolos is a lawyer specialising in privacy and media law.
I would expect it's on the basis that the court won't act when an injunction becomes futile, and that because so many people now know the subject of this order, that it serves no useful purpose.
The Italian president says hundreds of people have died after four boats capsized in the Mediterranean Sea. It's understood migrants have been trying to reach Italy from Egypt. Two 14-year-olds have appeared in court charged with the murder of a woman and her daughter in Lincolnshire last week. The boy and girl were remanded into secure youth accommodation. Campaigners who want the UK to leave the European Union are accusing the Chancellor of abusing his position. George Osborne claims households will be more than £4,000 a year worse off if there are an outvote in June's referendum. A body found off the coast of Dorset has been confirmed as that of missing junior doctor Rose Polger. The 25-year-old who worked at Torbay Hospital in Devon disappeared in February. Her car was later discovered in a car park in Anstey's Cove and a body was recovered. And stars including Sir Michael Parkinson and David Walliams have attended the funeral of Ronnie Corbett. The comedian died last month, aged 85, after being diagnosed with a suspected form of motor neurone disease. The weather cloudy across much of the south this evening with outbreaks of light rain or drizzle. Generally clear elsewhere with showers and gusty winds in the far north, slowly easing. There'll be patchy frost tonight and any clear spells, lows of 5 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Thank you very much, Victoria. So mystery voice quiz on the way next.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. And now for something cornflakely different. Satisfy your appetite for meaty news debate and unfiltered comments on The Breakfast Show with Extra Bite.
I'm Paul Ross. Join me from 6 on Talk Radio. If it's on your mind, get it on the radio.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Make toast, not war.
Tomorrow morning from 6
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Okay, 3:32 then. Good afternoon. Some reactions coming in still. This is the Talk Radio. You can react 87223. Shut up, just read them out.
Talk. Bloody left has come in, bloody right, bloody middle. That's from Undecided. Yeah. And we know what we are, but we know not what we may be has come in from William.
Thank you.
Shakespeare.
William. The point is, I've just got there, and at the late Whitney Houston just says, I believe the children are the future. So it is time, as promised, for this afternoon's mystery voice quiz. Now, we've been having various mystery quizzes over the last few weeks, and they... we've had a lot of people saying that they're a little bit too difficult, so we've not changed it at all. So what we do, we play you a clip of someone today. Is a mystery person, mystery voice. All you have to do is identify the mystery voice. Now, listen very carefully, very carefully. Because there's £1 million up for grabs. £1 million.
Yeah, I don't.
Oh, small print, John. Sorry. Just keep meaning to print the small print on the radio. £1 million, actually, not up for grabs. But sure, carry on.
Identify the mystery voice. Who is this?
Hello, I'm William Shatner.
Right. Now, this, I appreciate, is quite a difficult one. So I'm going to play it again, just to give you a bit of a fighting chance. Here it is.
Hello, I'm William Shatner.
Right. Who?
Ooh.
Who is that? 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
And remember, there's £1 million up for grabs.
Not up for grabs.
This afternoon before 4 o'clock. If you can identify that voice, this voice.
Hello, I'm William Shatner.
Before 4 o'clock, you could win £1 million.
Quite a few good guesses actually coming in already, John.
£1 million.
I think this one might be correct, you know. I think there might be a first time winner.
Not £1 million.
Not £1 million, yeah, sorry. £1 million not available. I'm trying to do lots of jobs at this moment. Being your small print monkey isn't the one. Like I was saying, I think
is that a small monkey? Or a monkey that's been trained to read small print? But how big is the monkey?
It's a small... No, that's a small print monkey.
Right.
I'm just a small print monkey.
How big is the monkey?
The monkey is regulation size.
Yes.
Absolutely fine.
Yeah, but there's a variety of monkeys.
No, but it's...
Which small print?
It's the exact average size of a monkey. If you land up all the monkeys in the world.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. The exact mean.
Rhesus. Baboon.
Yeah, go on. How many more have you got?
Eight. Oh.
Yeah.
Eight.
Colobus.
Capuchin.
Bless you. All right, fine. It's an average size small print monkey. Fine. Yeah. Carry on. The guess is coming
in. I'm sorry. Well, I was just saying, up to 12 minutes ago, that I think someone might have got it right the first time.
Oh, so well, that's a first.
Should we listen to the clip again?
Yes. Just
hello, I'm William Shatner.
Is it John?
Yep.
Says Sandra. Yep. Michaela Strachan from The Wordy Wild Show.
Oh! Oh, now, no, let's hear it again. Let's hear it again.
Hello, I'm William Shatner.
I can see why that Sandra would have thought that.
Yeah.
But it's not.
Oh,
it's not.
I was convinced you got it right.
Oh, Roy's come in. Is it the is it the actor Patrick Stewart? No, it's not. It's
yes,
not. It's got.
Do guess that as well.
Closer though, isn't it?
Yeah. Mr. Biscuits is the mystery voice. The small dead. What you're talking about, Willis actor Gary Coleman off of out of off of Different Strokes. Oh, let's have another listen to the.
Hello, I'm William Shatner.
Oh, you can see why he's gone for that.
Yeah, Anton thinks it's Liz Hurley. Carla thinks it's three guesses from Carla. I mean, that's just, you can't do that.
Ah, oh, Carla, three guesses.
Yeah, I mean, she really wants the £1 million that's available.
£1 million not available.
There's not £1 million.
Hulk Hogan. Says Carla. Adele, says David. That's, coming in there. Is the mystery voice that of the, is it the sound, is it the noise that the, very much the voice, I suppose, of the noted boat, Boaty McBoatface.
Oh, is it? Hang on. Play again.
Hello, I'm William Shatner.
I mean, that would cut through fog.
Mm. Yeah.
But that's not what it, that's not what it is. I thought it was, I did think it was a little bit easy, but it's not.
John.
Yes.
Is it Meghan Trainor, the singer that sang the song All About That Bass, says Nick.
Is it All About the Bass? What, no treble?
No treble.
No treble.
No, literally no treble.
I'll say that in small print.
No, no treble event. No £1 million and no treble.
Okay. Any more? Come on.
Is it that? You didn't say whether it was or not?
No.
No, it's not.
Oh.
Screw that one out then.
Jonathan Cresswell says, is it one of the clangers?
Which one? I should be more specific with your guesses.
That's a good point, actually. Let's hear it again to see if we get that.
Hello, I'm William Shatner.
I was like, is it one of the clangers?
Yeah,
I was like, is it one of the humans?
It's obviously one of the clangers, but which one?
Yeah. Is it one of the people on planet Earth? Yeah, it probably is.
Sebastian says, is it the son of Jermaine Jackson, Your Majesty Jackson?
Ah, that's a good point. I hadn't thought of that.
It isn't. I mean, it's not either one-time TV impresario, now disgraced man Jonathan King. Thank you for sending that. It's not that. It's not the Newsnight actress Kirsty Walk. Let's hear it again.
Hello, I'm William Shatner.
We're going to have to roll this over, aren't we? These guesses are going to need to keep...
Well, should we play a haiku while see if anyone gets it over the next few minutes?
Marmoset.
Yes, very good, actually, yeah.
Tamarin.
Get off Google, you cheat.
Mandrill. you know the news...
Yeah, no, well...
Have you ever seen the news, Dave?
As I alluded to once, I think, I can't remember exactly where it was, but we were definitely on a family holiday.
Yes.
I think it was, like, Eastern Europe.
Yes.
But the far reaches.
Yes.
Just before the borders.
Yeah.
And, I did. We caught, like, a sight of it.
This is a quick sight of the news.
Yeah. If I'm honest, I didn't actually see it, but my sister... It's the news. And I looked.
Yeah,
like,
you don't,
it'd gone
by then. No one had their cameras
she
out.
She swears. Well, we didn't have camera phones in those days.
No, it's been a long time ago.
I don't know. You need to get your Polaroid out or your, you know, your big lens cap.
Have you ever seen the?
Yeah, I see it every day.
Have you?
Yeah,
it's quite complicated, isn't it?
Yeah, well, that's the thing.
About the news,
once I do see it every day,
yeah.
I just can't get my head around it.
Well, I shall. You're in luck because here on Talk Radio in the afternoons, we've got a way of simplifying the news.
Oh,
We break it down to the art and the form and the medium of Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Robson Green runs off with wife of vicar, but he'll have to forgive him.
Macaque. It's It's 20 to 4, and the guesses are still coming in thick, if not fast, for today's mystery voice quiz on Talk Radio. If you've only just joined us, here's the voice you're trying to guess.
Hello, I'm William Shatner.
Who the hell is that? Is it the YouTube star PewDiePie? PewDiePie.
PewDiePie.
I don't know even what that is.
Neither do I.
PewDiePie. It's spelled PewDiePie. But I'm guessing it's pronounced PewDiePie.
Mm, it is.
Is it the cow founder? Yeah, the cow founder. Is it anyone who phoned a cow at any point? Or the co-founder of the Ghost Adventures crew?
There it is, yeah.
There were words in there somewhere. Ghost Adventures crew and reality star Nick Groff. let's have a listen to that. Is it Nick Groff?
Hello, I'm William Shatner.
No. look, right, there's £1 million up for grabs, right? If you can guess. It's £1 million in banknotes.
No, that is not true.
Up for grabs.
Not up for grabs.
If you can identify the mystery voice this afternoon. Is it the European CEO of Amazon, Jay Mariner? Says Lee this afternoon. Again, that is a good guess, but it's not. It isn't the murderous dictator Colonel Gaddafi of Libya. I'm sorry, Sue. It's not that. It's not Reese Witherspoon, actress Reese Witherspoon. A lot of people saying that, actually.
Yeah.
A lot of people coming in with Reese Witherspoon. What have you got there, Cornelius?
Yeah, Roy says it's Hugh Edwards talking about the news was a class clue. Very good. Is it not?
No, it's not the star of TV's BJ and the Bear, Greg Evigan.
So, I got a good. This is an unbelievable sentence I'm about to say. I have an anecdote about BJ and the Bear from the weekend.
I mean, that's an interesting. No one's ever said that before.
No.
Chimpanzee.
Yeah, good, very good. I went to a wedding this weekend, and on my way back, I was in the car with two of my friends.
Yeah,
they were playing, you know, Sporkle. Sporkle.
Sorry, what?
They were sporkling. You know, Sporkle.
No.
Sporkle.
What's a sporkle? Stop saying.
Sporkle. It's like that website that does quizzes and thing. It's just like you have to just name stuff.
No, it's categories.
Yeah, like categories. Yeah, so it's like name all the states in America or whatever, and you can fill it in on the app or the website.
Oh, I see.
And it's like, yes, correct. Right. And they were
Wyoming.
And they.
New Jersey.
I'd fallen asleep, and at the point I woke up, they were mid-category famous bears. The clue was sidekick chimpanzee in 19-whatever the decade was.
Yeah.
Detective. I just woke up and went, Sheriff Lobo! Had no idea what was happening. But it's the only time beating my knowledge of BJ and the Bear, gained entirely from this show, has ever come in useful in real life.
See, most people listen to this are thinking, this is a waste of my life and time. This has got no redeeming qualities to it whatsoever. But you know what? Keep listening, because you just don't know when something you've heard will come back like that, do you?
Hmm.
You know?
Absolutely not.
Texas.
It's quite hard to do it. You get to like 48, 49, and then last couple.
Hawaii.
Yeah, very good.
Illinois.
Mm.
North Dakota.
South Dakota. Similarly with the Carolinas.
Yeah. Florida.
Mm.
Alaska.
Mm. Rhode Island, that's the one that a lot of people don't get.
That is a difficult one, actually.
It's a good one, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a good one. That's the trick one, isn't it?
Is it the former White House press secretary Jay Carney, says Gary on
text. Oh, we're still doing that.
Text.
Langer.
Oh, no, I see. Where in America is that?
This is a type of monkey.
Yeah.
Anyway, no one's got it right, have they?
No.
No.
Do you know what we're going to have to do, John?
We're going to have to roll it over.
Roll it over.
Let's have one quick listen if you're still thinking.
Hello, I'm William Shatner.
Who the hell's that? 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Twitter at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
This is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Rivalries, rebellions, and battles. War has been waged for the Iron Throne, which you can get with the new season of Game of Thrones from just £20 a month when you join Sky TV with the original bundle. And get a free 32-inch LG TV so you can see every battle and every betrayal. Seize your chance by April 21st. Search Sky Bundles. Sky. Believe in better.
Direct debit subject to status. Upfront £10 standard setup. Minimum contract and further terms apply.
Soups, sauces, souffles and marinades aren't a match for diamond paint. By Dulux trade, when food is flung on my walls, then no stains are made. Oh, I could kiss my decorator.
With new stain repellent technology in diamond paints by Dulux trade, liquid stains become droplets that just wipe clean without scrubbing. Use it and your clients will be singing your praises. Pick up a tin at your local merchant. Dulux trade, it's your reputation.
An extra £5 billion is to be set aside by banks for missold PPI. If you haven't claimed already, claim now. Don't have the time or worried you've lost paperwork? Let PPI Claim Back do it all for you. We can check whether you've had PPI, and if you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. We've won £337 million for our customers. Text PPI to 80039. Text PPI to 80039 now.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
Lancashire's M58 is busy east at Junction 3 for Bickerstaff, where there's restrictions on the exit slip for the recovery of an overturned vehicle. Usual delays building on Greater Manchester's eastbound M67 at Junction 4 for Broadbottom. The northbound M5 in the West Midlands starting to look quite sluggish towards its link with the M6. There's queues building on Cambridge's eastbound A14 as you move between Junction 31 for the Cloverleaf interchange and 32 for the Histon interchange. It's partially blocked by an accident, and roadworks in Stowmarket causing delays on the eastbound A14. I'm Gerina Adams.
Delaney, live at Drive on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. It's an A to Z of original afternoon entertainment with the most well-connected man in radio.
Give it some lip.
Big opinions, massive guests, all the top stories. Original afternoon entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
Delaney, live at Drive.
Honk if you're Delaney.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Right, it's coming up to a time, and we some more of your reactions coming in. A lot of reaction this afternoon on 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you want.
Find us on Facebook.
Facebook.com.
Cornelius, what have we got coming in? What reactions have we got coming in?
Misogynist Churchill says we will fight them on the bitches. Yeah. And let's not forget about Nick Clegg. That's coming from Nick Clegg.
Right, thanks very much, Nick, for getting in touch this afternoon. Also, of course, if you were listening earlier, you will know that Middle England is suffering. So we were talking about this earlier, the other big story of the day, of course. You may have seen this in the newspapers, and it is this. The nation, the country, we, my friend, are running out of Prosecco. Now, this is... I'm reading from the Mail here. The amount of Prosecco, its soaring popularity, means that the supply could run out. And this has thrown Middle England, as you'd expect, into absolute tailspin. It's a shock at these people. I mean, we were looking at the stats earlier. These people are suffering. They've got Prosecco tap. There are three Cotswold villages now with Prosecco taps they've had to put in. And this is partly down to the good work of Vino Sans Frontières, who have piped in Prosecco as an emergency into at least three Cotswold villages. And we're learning also one near Tunbridge Wells in Kent as well are doing this. And the problem is that the pipes, the villagers are insisting that the pipes are made of glass, because plastic pipes, put Prosecco through that, it alters the taste of the fizz. So they're insisting, and some of them are having to walk yards to get the Prosecco from the pipes and the taps in the street and carry it back to their houses on their heads in jugs. And it's awful. What's going on is awful. I mean, Prosecco, as you know, is a basic human need. And we were talking about this a lot earlier. And people are becoming ill from drinking dirty Lambrini from puddles now. The African people have said they'll record a charity single for the people of the Cotswolds, and some of the lyrics, but say a prayer to pray for the other ones. At supper time, it's hard, they're not having fun. There's a Waitrose on the corner, but its stock has disappeared. And the only Prosecco flowing is a low-quality own brand sort of budget rosé. And, well, I wanted to do something, and I was asked by Vino Sanfrontiere to report on this, so just in case you missed it, and I think this is worth... I'd make no bones about... I'm not apologising for repeating this, because the world needs to know what is going on. Here's a report I made earlier.
Dawn, and as the sun breaks over the chill of night across Middle England, it conveys a shocking... terrible scene. Quite simply, a drought. The people here have not seen a glass, let alone a bottle of Prosecco for months. The relief organisations are doing all they can, but there just is not enough to go around. This place, with its odd bin shelves empty and its Waitrose end of aisle displays bare, say the workers here, is the closest thing to hell on earth. Thousands of people need help. Many find only Lambrini or worse. These people are dulled by their basic human need to drink fizzy wine. And all they face now is hunger. Hunger, suffering and confusion. Here, an adult wails in desperation every 20 minutes. Earlier, I saw one man literally licking a discarded cork he'd found in his Brabantia bin. It had been in there for days. And it didn't really taste of anything. He began to cry. The lack of Prosecco in Middle England is a real problem. Please, do what you can.
The message is simple. Middle England is running out of Prosecco, according to all the papers this morning, so... I know that was difficult to listen to, and but I make no apology for that. You know, some of those sounds you heard there were people have, around the office today have just been in tears. But you know, it's one of those reports that you need to get out there because you can talk about it, but until you actually hear that imagery, it may not affect you.
And I just have to say, if you have been affected by any of the things you heard in that report, you can text 87222 and start your message
with the word talk. And use Twitter at Talk Radio as well.
Start your message any word you like.
Any word. You like some reactions coming in, I think, about this shocking story.
Yes, Eddie Izzard has got in touch. He said he's going to eat 26 vol-au-vents in 26 days for the cause, so that'll be sponsored.
Yeah.
And also, don't forget that next month is Big Cork Day.
Yes.
Where everyone can buy a red cork to put on their nose and can go down to Sainsbury's and they're selling champagne deedly boppers.
With the corks on the end. Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, look at some of the messages we've got coming in because of this Prosecco shortage. John, I've had to call off my wedding. I've been having Prosecco showers. I know that's the government advice instead of bathing in the stuff. A lot of people saying maybe they should install Prosecco meters in homes, which maybe will... I mean, it's kind of too late for that because... You know, as I say, these people... There are people on their knees in the Cotswolds digging through the soil, through their own tailored lawns, to try and get to the Prosecco. And some of these people are having to dig to Italy with their bare hands to try and get their hands on some of this stuff. One in ten people, remember this, one in ten people lack access to safe Prosecco. Sam Delaney joins us. We've been talking about the Prosecco shortage, Sam, today. Very emotive subject. As I know you know.
It's one that gets the certainly gets the phone lines throbbing.
Not round here. No. What have you got on your show?
Do you know what annoys me?
Go on.
The fact
is that what your show's just become?
Do you know what annoys me? With me, Sam Delaney.
Slack off the news.
Yeah.
Sam just talks about stuff that annoys him.
It's the fact that we're not allowed to say out loud the identity of a celebrity who had sex with two
I've written it down.
Yeah, I know. I can see it written down. And yeah, let's. Okay, lawyers. Okay, high courts. Let's see you come here and rip that piece of paper up.
Yeah. And what's more,
upon which John Holmes has written the identity of this threesome star.
I have. And what's more, and the other one. And what's more, I'm going to wipe those names on the microphone now.
Yeah. And let
How
me tell
you like
another
that,
thing.
Law?
It's in our brains now. So try and come and steal our thoughts, lawmen, or whatever they're calling themselves these days. So I'm cross about that, as I'm sure the rest of the country are, because at the end of the day, being able to report on that kind of tawdry business is exactly why our ancestors fought the Nazis, is it not, John?
That's exactly what I was saying, yeah.
So stop taking away our freedoms. Yeah. That's at the top of the show. Also, Stan Collymore... who is of this parish. He works on our sister station, TalkSport.
I saw him, and because there's a big pane of glass, like a window, separating the kitchen where I was standing from the office. Yeah. I saw Stan Collymore.
They keep him in a glass box until he's ready to
broadcast. Well, he likes looking through windows, doesn't he?
Yeah. He does,
usually in car parks.
I've got to actually sit with Stan Collymore later, so I'm not going to get
involved in this
banter about him. He's an intimidating man.
Yes, he is.
Which is relevant because he's become involved in such a huge and aggressive Twitter spat over the weekend with the footballer Jolene Lescott, who plays for Stan's club, his boyhood club, Aston Villa. And he basically shown scant regard for the fact that Aston Villa got relegated the weekend. So that's a bit of a relief, to be honest. It's something we can stop thinking about now. And Stan got furious about this and called him out about it on social media. And there was a back and forth, which ended in them actually seeming to arrange a physical fight, a meet-up and a physical conversation.
Is he going to be in this office?
Well, we don't know. I've effectively been instructed by the powers that be, the shadowy figures who pull the strings here at Talk, to, I think, I mean, they didn't say explicitly, but they've more or less told me to try and cajole Stan into committing to a live fist fight on air with Jolene Lescott, which I'm in two minds about, but, you know, in the fast-moving world of radio, the media and news, I'm just sort of going with it.
Yeah.
I don't know what the ethics of it are, but if we ever stop to think about the ethics, the morality...
We'd never do anything.
Exactly, you'd just sit there weeping, which would make bad radio. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to follow the boss's instructions, cajole Stan Collymore into arranging a fight with another sportsman live on air, and just see where it goes from there.
It is must-listen radio. Sam Delaney on with that from 4. We're back tomorrow, 1 till 4, in the afternoon's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
We got entertainment, and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.